the author of. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this planet, once again, we gladly welcome you to Radio Biafra Live, uninterrupted transmission from the Zoological Republic on this very day. Today is the ninth day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now almost almost 8 p.m. here in the Zoological Republic, 7 p.m. in London and elsewhere around that very time zone. It is the top of the hour, irrespective of where you are on the face of this planet. It always gives me pleasure and delight to welcome genuine, hardcore Biafrans who do not waver, those of them who do not fail, those of them that Chukwa Biama saw, conceived of their birth and their development into adulthood before decreeing that Biafra must come. They are the people that this very effort is designed to address, to awaken their spirit. It is for those people that this very kingdom of heaven on the face of the planet is being recreated before our very eyes. We are here to conclude this very second phase that we promised our people that we must deliver. And we have been making tremendous progress in that very regard. Nothing is going to stop us. If there is only one thing that is consistent, it is the abiding mercy and grace of Chukwa Biama, who continue to bless us every blessed day, because Chukwa Biama knows that we are incorruptible. The good Lord in heaven understands that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, that we speak the truth on this very platform, irrespective of how the devil may want to twist it, irrespective of how Satan may want to turn things upside down, that in the end, we prevail. We always win. Everybody who has ever had their front three to confront us, they have all fallen. All of them. Bilier Human Rights Initiative was the group before this very one now. And they collapsed into oblivion. Into oblivion. They have now joined Nigeria Movement. As for us, we remain Biafrans. We pledge that we are Biafrans. We have taken the oath to serve our country in truth and honesty, or else we will die. And that is exactly what we are going to do. Nothing more, nothing less. I welcome you. We are on satellite from where these very makeshift studios this evening here in the Zoological Republic. The entirety of humanity is receiving this very gospel of truth, a gospel of enlightenment, a gospel of redemption, a gospel that will unhinge the shackles of bondage that is like an albatross around the neck of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiamah. And for that reason, and that reason alone, everything we do now, tomorrow, the next day, and forevermore, we dedicate to the mercy and glory of the high heavens, that in the end, all honor will go to the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiamah, and not to man. I said it from the word go, and I have never changed, that this Biafra will come in such a manner that you will know that a human being cannot do it. That is why we are removing the chaff. That is why all the idiots, the gossiping fools, they are being sidelined and rendered asunder. That is why we march on. That is why anybody who is responsible, anybody who, if you regard yourself as a hardcore, as a die-hard Biafran, you will not participate in any jamboree, in any festival of gossip. We are not here for that. We are here to rescue our country from these very damnable, these very ubiquitously, these very horrendous existence in this very damnable Zoological Republic, a very heinous place, very, very evil. Our people are dying, and as we are going to demonstrate today, everybody knows, even the fools that serve the zoo, they now know that the time has come, that Radio Biafra is always right. You may not like it, but that's a fact of life. It is the truth. We are always right. They are now calling for our people to come back. Ohaneze, at last, is saying we need to arm ourselves. We need to come back from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Exactly as we told them, people in the end come to our viewpoint to understand that we are correct. It is not something done out of envy. Envy and jealousy can never help you. You can never be us, you see. Chukwu Abiamah said we should come, not man. Therefore, what we do are not the things that ordinary men can do. We do extraordinary things because we have the mercy, the grace, the abiding love of Chukwu Abiamah with us. And to him we offer praise every blessed day of our lives in all that we do. That in the end, we will offer up this very country called Biafra to his mercy. That is why Radio Biafra is here. That is why our propagation of the truth and honesty for which we are known for will continue forever and ever. My prayer is very simple. If anybody is strong, let them make the same type of prayer as I do. Chineke na nkono n'igwe, Chukwu Abiamah ekekele igwe n'ụwa. Ọrụ na nwunye onye na-ezu ochi wuru onye ọjọọ. Gụwa na ahụ mkpụrụ obi mmadụ. Ma ehihie ma ụtụtụ ma abalị. You will kill me. Ị ga-egbu m ma nwụfuo. Ya ọkwa n'obi m dị ọcha na mụrụ ndị ụmụ gị n'anya hụbiga ya oke. Ihe ọwụla anyị metụrụ aka ga-abụ ngọzi si ugbu a ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. That is my prayer all the time. Anybody who is strong, you stand up and you make this prayer. If you don't die the next day, you know I'm a bastard. If you're an evil person, attempt it and see. Go and make the same type of prayer and see if you will survive it. You can never survive it. I said that my hands are clean, my heart is pure before God in heaven and before man on this very earth. If in any way I have done anything wrong to try to retard this very cause to liberate my people, Chukwu Abiamah will kill me without hesitation. But if my heart is clean, if my hands are clear, then Biafra will come under my watch. Simple prayer. If you are strong, go and make the same type of prayer. A down one within 24 hours. You will know that Biafra is a spirit. Biafra wa agbara ka obu. People don't know this. Look at the state of Owasurike today. He wanted money. He's been given money. That name, no family will ever give it to their child again. Never, ever, ever. It's like Ifajuna. Gone and gone forever. A name that will forever be associated with infamy. Because this is the work that Chukwu Abiamah himself ordained, and that's why we're doing it. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we're interactive. The whole world is listening. Even Obama listens to Radio Biafra. I give people an assignment. If you know your uncle who is a senator or a House of Reps, call them this very minute in Abuja. Ask them what they're doing. Everybody is running and listening to Radio Biafra. This very moment. maybe tomorrow, you will hear a policy pronouncement that goes on to justify the stance that we have taken on this very platform. The barrister has joined me, the very eminent barrister attorney at law, all the way from London. But before I go to the barrister, I ask him to stay where he is. I must first of all also remind you that we run an interactive session, that the telephone number to call anytime our lines open remains +234 or 081 738 135 96. I repeat, 081 738 135 96. That is the number for this studio here in the zoo. +234 if you're calling from outside, 817 381 3596. We have our universal number, which is +44 208 133 9976. We are also on Viber, and the number for Viber is +234 810090459. This is for Viber and for Tango. +234 810090459. The studio line here, please. We have spoken to the company responsible. They said they've rectified it, and I believe they have, because I've taken a few calls already today as well. It's +234 817 381 3596. This is Radio Biafra. The other number is +44 208 133 9976. The barrister is with me, Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of her forces, those of them who are loyal, understand the meaning of discipline, who are hardcore and dedicated, and also the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama in heaven, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, our work is to come and get Biafra. That is what we have come to do. Nothing more, nothing less. We have not come to build houses. We have not come to build hostels. We have not come to contest any election. We have not come to be close to those of them who are evil. We have come to do the work that Chukwu Abiama said we must do. Go and get my kingdom back on this very earth, as was prayed. That is exactly why we are here, and that is exactly what we are going to do with the help of the family all over the world, answering to Biafrans in your respective places of abode and residence, but all together, the indigenous people of Biafra, indefatigable, a people who are relentless without fear before their enemies, that stand upon the pinnacle of truth, who go out to justify through proclamation that the kingdom of God that we are talking about is the unadulterated sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. And Biafra will come. Biafra will come, that the devil may be shamed. That is why we're educated. We are educated. And even heaven can bear witness to that. The barrister is with me, and I must go to him in deference, of course, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. You have come to us. The world is listening. Every viable politician or criminal, depending on how you see them, is listening from all over the world, and they are listening to the voice of Biafrans. Please go ahead in the only style and manner that you can to acknowledge their very effervescent presence, regardless of their location around the world, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
Director, before any advent, could you please check that you're not losing any transmission? Because for a moment, your line went down a little bit and then came back up again. So, I give you notice. So
yes, my content here is telling me, the content here, the monitors here, is all the lines are blue. They've not gone red, Barrister. All the lines are blue.
Okay. All right. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
And I take the opportunity to also say good evening to fellow Biafrans, wherever they are, those in the east, west, north, or south, and very close to us, we say good evening to you as we bring the PM edition of Radio Biafra. Unfailingly, is the promise we gave you. If you don't hear our voice, you will hear music. All the things we do is in praise of Chukwu Abiama for the restoration of Biafra land. There will not be a day you will not hear the noise coming out from Radio Biafra transmitter. Whatever you hear here, is for the continuation. Four, the reason why we broadcast every day is to bring about Biafra as our people are dying on a daily basis. To some people, it doesn't matter as far as they get their businesses, as far as they are being paid for whatever job they do. But to us, here on Radio Biafra, it's absolutely vital for us to bring Biafra so that we will not go into extinction. It will be a big calamity for Biafra, the nation brought about by Chukwu Abiyama himself, to just go quietly. We are being killed, and yet we are not at war. Our people are diminishing daily, being killed by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. And most of our people are reticent to the killings from Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, and their politicians. They are killing us, and they keep telling you Nigeria is one. The foolish ones are believing in them, believing in their masters, that the expired zoo is one. They are killing you and bribing some of you, and you're looking away while those, nobody will speak for them, are dying. But Radio Biafra, we are here to speak for everybody, to represent our people, whichever country you are, as far as you are a human being, breathing, even if you are in the Atlantic Ocean, as far as you're a Biafran, as far as you're a Christian, in the name of Biafra, Radio Biafra represents all of you as far as you are alive, breathing. We represent you. We welcome you to Radio Biafra. We thank you every day for all your efforts. For those who are still wavering, please come back to your senses. I was speaking to quite a lot of Biafrans this afternoon. I told them, whatever you hear from Director Nnamdi Kanu, take it as absolute. Do not look away. Do not turn away. Situations like this, you will hear rumors. Even the Bible says it. It says you will hear rumors of war. You will hear that the earth is coming down. But if you are somebody who is steadfast, you will remain resolute. You will not waver. You will not look sides. You will be focused. And this is the encouragement I'm giving both to those I spoke with this afternoon and to those who are just listening. Remain fixed. You will hear that Barry Mendes doesn't work for Radio Biafra anymore. They will even tell you that I have resigned. Please, all these things are rumors. Remain fixed. Even if I do resign, should that make you resign? That you should decide for yourself that all of us are working for Radio Biafra. Do not listen to rumors. I will not leave Radio Biafra unless Biafra is established back to its originality. And where am I going, a Biafran? Will I leave my father's compound and go elsewhere and leave? This is what you ask yourself.
These people are crazy people. I don't know where they get this from.
For those who are worried, would you abandon your father's name and answer your foreigner's name?
Never.
Wherever you are.
Never,
you answer Patrick Malaysia or England. Does it suit well?
Mr. Emmanuel England. That sounds very nice, actually.
Director, was it 2 days ago?
Yes.
A girl, a lady from Trinidad and Tobago, was telling you her name. She says her slave name. That touched me. That our cousins elsewhere are realizing that what we're preaching here on Radio Biafra is absolute. We have to go back to where we came from. Our people, we are preaching too hard for you to understand your position, for you to know who you are, for you to recognize your ability, your integrity, and also self-respect. We want to restore it back to you. As we talk, we are worthless. We are worthless. Take it or you leave it. We want to restore the integrity of Biafran. And all of you, nobody should ever look back. And let me tell you this, even if you look back, it will be a dishonor for those who look back. But those who will achieve this Biafra, all of you, you remain ambassadors. Particular family where you came from, all of you. Nobody is working for Director. Director is doing his level best to bring about and restore your dignity. But some people think they are working for him. Some people think they are donating for him. If you are sensible, this man has left all he has to restore you and restore your dignity and restore your homeland. You are not working for director. All of you that are into criticism, rethink. Rethink. It's good to criticize. But this man you are trying to criticize, he's doing you a big favor. He could decide and go home and say, all of us, let us die together. But it's a man who has taken this mantle as an honor. He took a vote. He took a vote himself that he will restore Biafra, including all of us who are very supportive of what we do here on a daily basis. Fellow Biafrans, be sensible and be who you are. Good evening to all of you, wherever you are, Director. I'll remain permanent.
Of course you will. Thank you very, very much. The voice of the very unmistakable and eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. And of course, nobody's going anywhere until we finish this very work. Where are we going to go to Kebanaga? We have work to do and we must do it. That is why we are here and that is why we are going to accomplish it. I have a few surprises for those of you who are in Italy. Those of you who are part of the family, Italy is the only place I spent the longest time in all my travels. In fact, I was held hostage and kidnapped at some point. If I think I have finished, they said there's one more place to go to. I kept going and in the end, I spent over 2 weeks in Italy. And in continuation and in keeping with that, they have also looked for me to come down here as well. And I have given them that honor to be the very first people I will be able to broadcast with here. This is Radio Biafra. Please tell the people who you are.
My fellow Biafras, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. My name is Michael Iruanya, the National Coordinator of Italy. Director, I'm very, very glad to be with you.
Thank you.
This evening. I greet all my people in Italy, all our zonal coordinator from A to Z, all the Biafrans all over the world, the European rep, my Ebo Chike Edozie, and our COC, Barrister Mamezu. And all of our people into this struggle, I say hi to you people. I'm here this night with Director, and I will not go till the end of the program. Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here. You never go. You never go. You came with somebody. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Please, his name and where he comes from, because we are Biafrans. Please go ahead.
I thank you all, my fellow dear friends. May our good God continue to guide each and every one of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I am Elder Moses Anya here in Lagos. I am with the director. In fact, before I never believe of Biafra. Today and this moment, I have come to believe and have been convinced that Biafra is real.
Wonderful.
Biafra is real.
Yes, it is.
And it will remain real. And we are going to struggle until the last day. And we will achieve our goal. May Okachua Biama be our guide. I thank you all.
Thank you very much, my dad, brother. Well spoken. It runs in the family, maybe. It runs in the family. That our dear brother here, who is an elder in a church, came with our Italian national who is here. I'm expecting one or two more people from Italy to join me either tomorrow or next because we have work to do. Iran, you have something else to say?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, please.
My people in Italy, please, I want to give you this message. It's an appeal. For 2 weeks, I cannot be able to communicate with you people due to the problem of internet. I know the work that we left there is going very, very well. So long as my deputy is around, Mo Kwonye, I trust him. And trust somebody like Elago. Trust somebody like Festus Oloka. trust somebody. Or my zona coordinator in Padova, Nwokorobia. All the executive, I know that Italy is booming. We are not going anywhere. We will be there till we will be with the director till Biafra is restored. We cannot be push me, I push you. We must be firm. We must be firm in my life. And chigra chigra azamisis. We must be completely behind and beside our director. And director, I'm appealing all those people again that are not with us to come back that Biafra is real. Biafra is real. Anything that happened must be solved. Please. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have people who are on the line. I know that somebody else is there. Ogranya, can you hear me?
Yeah, director. Okay.
Yes, we are live on air. This is Radio Biafra. The lines are not open, but I asked you, we are going to meet. So after the program, we will have a discussion.
Well, director, it's so great. Huh? I'm so happy for what you are doing.
That's no problem.
I just, when I saw the number, I never know that it's the Radio Biafra.
Okay, I didn't know.
So let me call back to know who it is.
Of course it is. We will talk immediately after the program because our lines are not yet open.
Okay, carry on.
Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Our lines are not open, but I know it's from Italy. Maybe they have heard the voice of the national and they want to know what is going on. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Patrick Onyema Odimega. I'm from Ibiasebe in Nyoru West.
Yes.
He must say Biafra land. I am very, very happy to be listening to this Radio Biafra for just long time, just a month.
Yes.
And I'm very, very happy for what I used to learn from it. And I'm very, very happy that you people are trying to restore our land back from all, from those foolish ones from the zoo. So I am very, very happy. Even though my late father is a former Biafran soldier, he fight for the freedom, and he let me know that Biafra is a country, and he said that the Biafran war ended, which is that Ojukwu didn't surrender, even though he that he worked as a bodyguard of Ojukwu, that they didn't surrender. Even though that Ojukwu himself said that he wanted to die because of the Biafrans, that them is the one that forced him to move so that Nigerian armies will never can join. He said that if the fight ended, that no one captured Ojukwu and no one received any document from him, from Ojukwu. So that Biafra is still a country, that Biafra will exist as a country. So I am very, very happy. I am supported you people. So the director, I'm praying for director and the ones that is under him, that he used to obey him and follow him, all the instructions. So I am very, very happy. Even though that the other ones joined the Hausa Boko Haram, I am not surprised to see such a thing. You know, in any place that you see 12 gathered, you must see a betrayer there, that Judas. So, I am not surprised that I see some evil leaders, that the foolish ones that we call Hanedendara or anything. I don't know. But what I know is that they are not representing us in Nigeria. They are too old to come and tell us what we do, because I see and I know what we are going through in the zoo called Nigeria. We'll be moving on the road with the Hausa and the Yoruba president. Police will arrest you that is Igbo man and give you one allegation. putting in prison or in the cell, telling you to go and call your people so that they will bring money to come and bail you. So they are supposed, you know, you see yourself in the prison.
It's terrible.
My dear brother,
we have to go and present the news headlines and accompanying news summary, and then you can call us back. The reason why I took your call, for which I am very grateful, is because the national for Italy is here. So I'm slightly biased towards Italy. That is why. But you should try and hold your fire and call us back once we have rounded up with our news headlines and accompanying news summary. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live. We are direct. People are calling us, please. We ask everybody to hold your fire. We will open our lines. Skype is also there as well. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. And once we open our lines, you can call us as much as you like, because we have rectified the problem we had before with our main line here. It is now working and it hasn't stopped ringing. This is Radio Biafra. We must now go on this very day, the ninth day, the Sunday of the ninth day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 8:29 here in the Zoological Republic. Here are the news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I present these headlines, please always understand, anybody who detaches from us is a very bad person. Eventually they beg to be readmitted, and that time the door is closed. To obey is better than sacrifice. I went to Government College in Wahia. I was in boarding school. I was not a day student. I lived in boarding school from class 1 to class 5 when I left. The first thing you are taught as an onion at Government College in Wahia, that's what we call them. We don't call them. I don't know what they call them. We call them onion. There's this fresh intake. The freshest into the school is OBC. Ask anybody an Omoyan. They will tell you. Obey before you complain. That is the foundation of discipline. You obey an order and a command, then you can complain. Your officer will listen to you. If not, you are insubordinate, you're disobedient. You cannot be taken seriously, you cannot be taken to war, because you are not strong enough. You are not mentally strong enough to carry out any assignment because you are ill-disciplined. You can't do it unless it suits your whims and your caprices. That is not what we are here to countenance, and we cannot accept it. I welcome criticism. It doesn't bother me. I love it. It makes me work harder. I live in a country where every blessed day, their civilization is built based on criticism. Everybody is hammered every blessed day in the papers. It won't kill you. Oh, what's it going to do to you? Nothing. Unless you are what people say you are, then you have need to worry. But here, always whiter than white and whiter than snow. You may not like it, but it's the truth. Anything we say, we give you evidence. Like today, another evidence today, that we have won the argument. Radio Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, we have won the argument. Why and how? Ohanaeze Ndigbo wants Igbo people in the north to relocate their family and their investments. That is the headline today. When did I first preach this? August 2009, this very gospel was preached. How many years did it take people to realize that? Nearly 5 years. So we are always right. Eventually, that's not akufecha yadharawo. Eventually, you will come to the realization that we are always correct and right. The reason why we are always right is because Chukwu Abiam sent us. So we don't make mistakes. I said we do not make mistakes. We are fallible. Please, this is English language. There are differences between fallibility and making mistakes. No, we don't. Because even when we get our appointments wrong, as our brother reminded me yesterday from, was it 2 days ago, from Malaysia, by appointing people that turned out to be betrayers later on, is because Chukwu Abiam is trying to do something for us. Of course, I love Malaysia. I will never change my affection for them. They're my first love. I don't hide that at all. But next time, we should be a bit more careful as to the idiots we bring very close to us. This is Radio Biafra. Ohanaeze wants Igbo. Ohanaeze Ndigbo. Ndiara na Ndioshi. Ndiakanabo. They want Igbos in the north to relocate their families and their investments. Chiefogokwa. This is good morning time now. So we say good morning to Ohanaeze. They have now woken up to what we've been preaching for a very long time. It is carried by the Punch newspaper. It's not concocted, not fabricated. The reason why we blog our news rather than go and write to them is because our people are very, very bad. They will not believe until a white man or Yoruba person writes it. So it's a Yoruba news. Yoruba are reporting this. Ohanaeze wants Igbos in North to relocate families and investments. After Iwanyanwu last week saying we need to arm ourselves, which goes a long way to justify what we have been saying on Radio Biafra, that we are right. We are always right. Millions of people defy the call or the intimidation of the Spanish police and authorities as Catalans vote on breakaway from Spain. Catalan, our good friends in Catalonia, they have voted. They organized their own vote. Their own referendum is unofficial. They organized it. And they had a vote and they said they want to leave. And listen very carefully once again. The army hands over 125 cleared Boko Haram suspects to Borno government. Boko Haram killers are being released. But all Biafran political detainees are still in jail, some of them being killed. The reason why they can release Boko Haram and not release Benjamin Onwuka and the rest is because we are not armed. I need to get away now. That is all. Why do you think America respects Putin and Russia? Is it because they love Putin? They hate him. They want Putin to die. But why? Because that same intercontinental ballistic missile with multiple warheads sitting in the silos of the deserts of the western part of America, Russia has the same thing in the Arctic Circle. So what you have, I have. You can't intimidate me. As long as this very rudimentary fact continues to elude our consciousness, we cannot do anything as a people. We can't do anything. We can't. Anytime we have exactly the same thing that the zoo, I mean, there will be, if we say, in fact, there will not be anybody in jail. They will release everybody for us. But one day, you may not understand that one day you come and say, oh, if we had done this, that is why you must go and support our effort. Support our effort by contributing, make your contribution towards the defense fund. After all, Iwanyanwu says it's a very good thing to have, to defend yourself. You must do so. Even Iwanyanwu, the arch one Nigerianist, is saying you must defend yourself. Talk less of wretched people. What chance do we have? People calling us must please wait. Again, as people are trying to defend themselves, everywhere is boiling. A segment of Igbo people that never fails to amaze me, Ndibo, they call themselves Ndibo in US. These are people looking for money. Scavengers. They are going to Igbo in America. Scavengers. They come back home to marry nurses to go and feed them in America. They are assembling once again to hold rally for endorsement of President Jonathan. No shame, no honor, no dignity. I put on the meaning of honor. Honor is not gossiping. There's something called honor and pride. In our way, you got four. What you are not, you can never be. Some of them try to be us, but they can never be us. I mean, I'm the can. Can you be me? You can never be. You can never come close. This is Radio Biafra. Ndibo. Ndibo. Okay. They said that the Nigerian Senate has informed Jonathan that he may no longer have a grip on the upper legislative chamber of the Senate. Blackmail everywhere. That's where they learned it from. If you can't get something using reason, logic, and argument, resort to blackmail. It may work. Who knows? They are blackmailing Jonathan now, the Senate. Why give us automatic ticket? In other words, the notion or the concept of democracy here in the Zoological Republic is turned upside down. It is not the people that decide either through the primaries as to who goes to represent them in the wider ballot. It is the president. So the president can go and announce, all of you, you have automatic ticket to return. And they return. Whereas in America, you have to go and fight your primaries. Anywhere in the world, you are subjected to primaries. But here in the Zoological Republic, where they say they run a democratic system of government, the president decides. Because if you have the president's backing, that means you have all the support, all the rigging support that comes with it. That is the problem. That is the problem. We must continue. Senate blackmailing Jonathan. In fact, Nigerian Senate blackmails Jonathan. Simple as that. They are blackmailing Jonathan. Boko Haram can be defeated. Boko Haram, they say, can be defeated in 2 months. There is a caller on the line. I believe it's Ogaranya. Please, we are live on the air. Our lines are not yet open. You will call us when the lines open, please. You will call us when the lines open. Right now, the whole world is listening. Humanity is listening. And this is Radio Biafra. The APC Boko Haram representative in Igbo land, Richard Sokrocha, listen to what he's saying here. I told you people that APC is Boko Haram. Everything we say on Radio Biafra is true and incontrovertible. Here, Okrocha is saying Boko Haram can be defeated in 2 months if you elect an APC person. Then they tell their boys to come back. We've gotten what we're looking for. All the oil wells we give to you from Biafra land. Okrocha is saying it here. When I read the news in greater detail, you will begin to appreciate the magnitude of the mess that people are in here. Massive mess. Also, 2015... They are planning to rig election. Is that news? Planning to rig election. Is that news? Everything here is rigged. Everything here is upside down. Bribery and corruption is now a way of life. Everything here is bad. You have rampant runaway corruption and you want to be like America. You want to be like Europe. You even want to be like Dubai, ordinary Dubai, UAE. With such level of corruption, of course, it's not possible. Not possible. Ebola fight starting to pay off, but too early to claim success. I am very, very happy that somebody even in Ghana noticed and wrote it very extensively. I think it's the medical doctor. And said that America and all the imperialist powers were looking for a way to come into Africa. They tried the Chibok girls. Even people, commentators and academics in Ghana, they know that Chibok girls is a lie. Why? Because Radio Biafra came and campaigned for it openly. People ask us, but what have you been able to do? We stopped APC from winning Anambra election. And we made the world to realize that Chibok girls is a lie. Go and read what the man had to say. He's making waves everywhere. The man told us that Ebola is not as contagious as Americans claim to be. Those infected, you know those infected by Ebola disease? Are those people injected by Red Cross? The same people they gave vaccines to, they are the ones that caught Ebola. Because if Ebola is so bad, how come somebody can fly in an aircraft to America with Ebola, yet no other person was infected? How can somebody fly with Ebola from God knows wherever and come into the zoo? Only that person is still infected. It is those that Red Cross gave vaccine to that are the ones dying of Ebola. This man is exposed, he's a medical doctor, he exposed everybody. If you go back to it, when Ebola came, we told you on Radio Biafra where he started from. When Chibok girls came, we told you, but because we are not Olatunji, we are not Adeboye, we are not Yoruba, Anyawonde Ocha. Hi, we are only Biafrans. That is why people don't take us very seriously as they should. But thankfully, the whole world is. People are now very keen. They listen to us. Even the big media houses, they listen to us. This is the place to be. No other place. This is where we all belong, because this is the move of the truth. This is where truth belongs. That is why you must come here. Not the one fabricated by people. Because fabrication never lasts long. Do you know that iron, you see metal, anytime you cut, you know, rod that we use to do welder. Anytime, go and cut a rod into two and weld it back together. Put pressure on that rod. The only place it will crack from first is that place you welded it together. Is that correct? Fact. Anytime you bend the truth, and you couple it together with lies. Anytime you put pressure on that utterance or that statement, it will break where the lies was told. That is how it is. We continue. Ebola fire starting to pay off. Of course it's not. They have made their millions of pharmaceutical companies. They have experimented with our people. Black people as usual. American troops came. They left. They forced people to receive vaccine. They said they came to help only them can contain. No. Obama sent them to come and contain the people in a particular place. They are trying to kill 160 million Africans every blessed year. That's what they want to kill. One, they want to reduce the population of Africa by 160 million. That is the key. If Ebola doesn't work, they'll come up with something far more deadly. HIV did not work for them. People became clever, and the human body is very resilient. The human body said, no, it can never happen. And I kept wondering today, before this very program, before the white man came, How many pandemics did Africa record? I cannot recall my father telling me anything that the grandfather told him or that the grandfather, great-grandfather told him about having pandemic, that people just get up and just fall down and die. It never happened before. All this new nonsense, polio, all these diseases, smallpox, chickenpox, they all came from Europeans. Did Africa have chickenpox before? The answer is no. Did we have herpes before? The answer is no. Syphilis, no. All the diseases, they came from Europe. But because we are black and daft, what do we know? And this OG, buying and selling, what do we know? Only God can remove the Speaker of the House of Reps. His name is Tambuwa. So God voted for him. So only God can remove him. Only in the zoo. People wonder, why do we call this place a zoological republic? This man is not accountable to his constituency or his constituents. No, he's accountable to God. He's an elected official, elected into high office. He said only God, not the voters. So you can vote all you like. If you like, don't vote for him, he will win. He will say God said he should win. Only in the zoo. Chineke Rielonoma means that, if I'm not mistaken, that God is indeed suffering. Is in pain, very serious agony. Nigeria is sick. As if we didn't know that before. PDP is irresponsible, says Atiku. So not just even the criminals themselves, they know that the zoo is sick. So how can anybody say that what we are saying is bad? People should flag up this news everywhere to justify. Every blessed day, people come up to justify our stance, our hardline stance on Radio Biafra and IPOB worldwide, meaning Indigenous People of Biafra. We don't have any other useless name. We don't answer new movement for Nigerian undertaking. Bilie Human Rights Initiative. What is your name? We are Bilie Human Rights Initiative, but we are the solicitors for Bia. No, rubbish. Who are you? What is your name? It's a simple question. When you give us your name, people will know you're not a Biafran. Now you're part of Movement for New Nigeria. What is your name? Movement for New Nigeria. You are a Nigerian. Simple. You are not worthy or qualified to discuss Biafra with me. This is Nishika, you come out for an open debate. I'll give you a microphone. If you think you are intelligent, you know, come out is free of charge. I will not moderate. And another person will moderate. They will give us equal time to make our case. You know, in order 5 minutes, you know you're a very strong man. Only 5 minutes. You run away from there. I hate all these pathetic pseudo-intellectuals who cannot stand the test of time and scrutiny. I think being an intellectual is cramming a paper and coming out and regurgitating every rubbish in it. Ideological and philosophical consistency. That is what makes you a man. That is what makes you a human being. Reason. The ability to reason. You cannot be forming Movement for New Nigeria and at the same time talking about Biafra. Biafra is the exact opposite of the zoo called Nigeria. What utter garbage is that? Yeah, Movement for New Nigeria. They have run away now. They can't exist. They can't. Anybody who crosses our path, they oblivion. They keep sinking into bottomless pits. They sink without trace. In your next life, you will understand what is blame. I said it before. I hope that every admin on Facebook serving their country have been able to take their oath. If not, they shouldn't be there. They should not be there. I don't care who the person is. It doesn't matter. If you have not taken the oath of allegiance to serve your country in truth and honesty, you get away. I'm not lying. We are even too much. Radio Biafra on Facebook is the largest in the world. 500,000 people in one place discussing Biafra. 500,000 people. People beg to come and join. Every minute, people are begging, please add me to Radio Biafra. Is it because that all these idiots don't want to talk about it? It's their business. We are creating our own news ourselves, and we are being talked about. If you don't know, let me tell you now. In high places, go to Abuja. Call your uncle at Abuja. You hear what he will tell you. That is in a meeting, or he's doing prayer meeting. They are listening to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to us. They may not call us, but they do listen. Now the news in greater detail. The leadership of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, Ndịara, Ndị Oshi, Ndị Ama, Ndị Aka Abụọ, Ndị Aka Nsi Ha Ga Banye Ha N'ọnụ, evil men, evil men, serving the same people that killed their mothers, their fathers, their grandfathers, their own children, serving the same people that massacred even the unborn child. That is the height of ignominy. That is the height of cowardice. Ohanaeze is a name you associate with disgrace, capitulation, devoid of any strength, power, spine, or integrity. Ohanaeze is an abomination, a damnable abomination. Some are in APC. Some are in God knows what else. Without shame. Your house is on fire and you're scouting around looking for peanuts falling off the master's table. Without shame. Old men behaving like children. There is no honor. They don't know the meaning of the word honor. They don't have it. The leadership of this useless group of Igbo men called Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo. They call them the foremost Igbo political body that Jonathan elected their president. Jonathan told them who to appoint as their president. Somebody was contesting for the deputy. Didn't they shoot him in the leg? He was nearly killed for contesting. Because of this nonsense they do, their useless children will think that we are the same thing as them, as their father. You think we are like your useless parents that will sell the interests of our people to the highest bidder? That's what you think. My father is learned. If my father can be a criminal, so can they. Mad people. If your father is a rogue, I am not a rogue. My father is Eze Sa Io Kanu. Go and ask who we are. We don't steal. We do not steal. We have class from birth. Class from birth. If your father is a criminal, it doesn't mean other people are. If your father used the name of Ndibo to go to Abuja to go and cut deal, it doesn't mean other people's children will do the same thing. We are not the same. There is a difference. Let me continue. They told the Punch newspaper, Hanes and Diara Nandoshi, that in the troubled areas of the Zoo, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North and other parts of the country, that Igbo people should relocate their families and investments back home. The President General of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, Chief Gary Enwey Gariwe, made the body's position on the insurgency in parts of the North known at an Imobi caucus meeting or at the body secretariat in Enugu. Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo at the meeting also discussed that it had yet to endorse any candidate for the 2015 presidential election as consultations on the matter are still ongoing. The meeting, which discussed several national issues as they affected Ndị Igbo, also proposed the establishment of a defense committee. They are planning to establish a defense committee. No wonder you see our Enugu office. How can man establish a defense committee? One. Oh my God in heaven. I knew it anyway. I knew that they would come to this. So when they say this establishment of a defense committee, all of these kids that call themselves commanders who are very hungry, they will go and join them. And then the people will ask me to go and campaign for them to be released. Ohanaeze is a honey trap. Come. They will want to establish Ohanaeze Defense Committee. With which money, Ohanaeze? So you mean Hausa man will give you money to go and buy weapons to defend your land? You are dreaming. Can never happen. Go now. Then you will know the meaning of betrayal. These are the people that told them at Enugu office, oh, don't worry, come. We will sponsor you. Do something. I have 600,000 naira here I will give you. Ohanaeze to establish a defense committee. Why? Because of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra. Ana Agwonere. People ask us, are you powerful? Without Radio Biafra, will Ohanaeze say such a thing? That says no. We make things happen because Chukwu Abiama is God and he's with us. Any idiot on our way will die. It's as simple as that. I'm at home now. Ndiara Nandioshi. Ndiara Nandioshi Kahabu. You want to establish a defense committee, go and tell all those Igbo idiots everywhere in Igbo meetings around the world. Tell them that even their hopeless Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo na Ndị Ara na Ndị Oshi they have come to the realization that Radio Biafra was right. We need a defense committee. At last. This is the Biafran army we're talking about. And they are calling their own defense committee. Oh, say Tigun. If you like, don't go and pay your... Anybody who hasn't paid their defense fund, the Chopohana meeting, let them get away. Zizurupo. Are we here to waste time? Let them clear off. Ohaneze, or even Ohan, as hopeless as they are, in their hopelessness and timidity, they still recognize the importance of having a defense force. That defense force is the army of Biafra, which the indigenous people of Biafra are assembling all over the world. Hardcore army. One of us will take as many of them on as possible. We told you people, eventually, people come to our position. They come to that very thing that we've been saying. Original. That's who we are. Gossip cannot save you. You will die in envy and jealousy. Nothing you can do about it. You die for nothing. Rather than become relevant, you will become sad, bitter, and irrelevant. You can never be us. Never, ever, ever. The meeting, which discussed several national issues as affected in the Igbo people, also talked about the establishment of a defense committee comprising senior officers of Igbo extraction and the security agencies to ensure the defense of the Southeast. To ensure the defense of the Southeast, at last they have agreed that we must defend our land. Do you trust Ohaneze to defend our land? The answer is no, of course. But you will trust the army of the people. I talked about Biafran army in 2009. That was why Owasuke kidnapped me. Go and read Owasuke's interview. He said that Nnamdi Kanu is raising an army to stop election in Anambra in 2009. We are original. Now, and we want to stop election. Since 2009. They asked him, why did you kidnap? He told Nigerian government, I am doing you people a favor. I have kidnapped that very man that is raising an army to go and fight the zoo. And I'm here in the zoo. And this time around, this army is even more deadly, I can assure you. And this time, I can't stop them this time around. I can never stop them again. And say, oh, please don't. No, never. If they use an Igbo person to come against us, that person and the family goes down. Wipe out, complete clean out. Complete wipe out. Go and tell them now. Go and tell them, if you want to serve Hausa Fulani, go to your master's house and stay there. If they use you to mobilize against us, you will die. Anybody on Master Yahweh, you will die. I swear to God in heaven. I'm here on the ground. You will perish. Mad people. I have not come in peace. I have not come with any shred of love in me. Anything they want, we give them. I'm here now on the ground. I'm here. Anything they want, we give them. The greatest thing that can ever happen to me is to die serving my country anyway. So, I have nothing to lose. Nothing whatsoever. As I said to some people, they started gossiping when they saw my wife. They started gossiping. They saw how beautiful she is. I told you, I didn't want to bring her out. She is too beautiful. I've been saying it from day one. I never wanted them to see my wife. She is too pretty. I've said it before. Started to talk rubbish. To talk nonsense. If you have a wife as beautiful as mine, will you come? Will you do Biafra? Will you even go to work? There is nothing I will not sacrifice for my country. I love Biafra more than life itself. There is nothing I will not sacrifice in the era. Barcelona, AFP are reporting that more than 1 million Catalans turned out on Sunday to vote on independence from Spain in a symbolic ballot defying challenges from the Spanish government. Voters of all ages lined up around the block, some applauding as polling stations opened after weeks of tense legal wrangling with Spanish authorities. In one of the richest but most indebted regions, a long-standing yearning for independence has swelled over recent years as recession and political corruption scandals have shaken Spain. The desire to break away has been sharpened by resistance from Madrid. This is an opportunity we could not miss. We have been demanding it for a very long time, said Martin Abaiza, queuing to vote in a school in Barcelona. Spain's conservative government challenged the vote in the courts, forcing Catalan leaders to water it down from a non-binding referendum to a symbolic vote organized by volunteers. Their leaders capitulated, but at least they have tried to do something. People said to us, but why can't you? Because Catalan is an autonomous area. Catalan is an autonomous region. Is the zoo autonomous? No. Is the Biafra land autonomous? No. Is Imo State autonomous? No. You have Lenin Rochas, you call it, and the one on the Igbo. Igbos. If they call Igbo, he will come out. Malam will come out. We are in a group. Say, I won't Igbo. People are not ashamed. I was raised up to have shame. A little bit of class and dignity. People running about, no shame, no dignity, no class, nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing. The army has cleared and handed over 125 suspected Boko Haramis to the government of Borno State. We are Biafran activists. Boko Haram activists, killers and murderers are being released. How about Biafrans wearing Biafran t-shirt? Where are they? Most of them were imprisoned because of Owasurike. Where is Owasurike today? With the Zulu government. Ndibo, without shame. You brought people out to say, oh, let's do Biafra. Biafra is coming next week by 6:30 in the evening. Let's do Biafra. They arrested those people. What did you do? I know what we did when our representative from Kafanchan was arrested. He was released. We paid for him to be released. Because people are very hungry here. Very, very hungry. The 7th Division of the Zoo Army, Maiduguri, on Saturday handed over another. They said another. Remember the one they handed over last week? This is another batch. You know, it's like NYAC Youth Service, first batch, second batch, and third batch. This second batch, they're handing over to them. These are killers and murderers. Where are your own Biafra activists? Where are they? Everybody wants to do the work Nnamdi Kanu is doing. You want to be famous? Do something now. Let's see. You want to be famous? Come and do something. Let's see. Our own people are in prison. Let's go and release them. 125 suspected Boko Haram insurgents have been released to Borno State government after they have been cleared of belonging to the sect. Colonel Sani Usman, the spokesman of the division, handed over the suspects to Governor Kashim Shettima at the government house in Maiduguri. Usman said that the suspects were arrested in Biu headquarters of Biu Logoment area of Borno State on September the 23rd. What were they doing there if they are not Boko Haramis? What are they doing at the headquarters of the local government area when they took over the place? I don't know. Things are happening that are not quite right. We must fight to release our own people. There are a group of Igbo people there in the USA that are planning to hold rally to endorse Jonathan. When our Hanes and Igbo at home, their parents, but them and Igbo when I break away. You know, break away is a very sweet thing. People are always breaking away. You must break away from something. They have broken away now. Igbo in the USA, they are looking for money. They are gorgy. They want to invite Jonathan. They have postponed it from this November. What date do they have here? They say they are waiting for Jonathan where? From the 14th to the 16th of November. I don't know. Wherever I go to, Jonathan wants to go there. I went to the same Blue Island or whatever it's called, to go and broadcast when I was in Chicago. He wants to go to the same place to go and see Ndibo. Ndibo. Why are they postponing? Because Jonathan is not coming. They want him to come so they can queue up and give their cards and say, I have contract. I'm a contract nurse here. I can come and do nursing for you at Asorok. That's what they want to do. Pimping themselves. Pimps. That's what they do. Igbo men. Without shame. You think we pity you people here? You are in a very big mess. Very big mess. It has been reported that some senators are plotting the downfall of Goodluck Jonathan. And the sooner they do that, the better for everybody. We want this zoo to implode. People say, oh, but you're outside. Come back. Where am I? Ndiara. I'm here now. Am I not here? Working actively to see that this place is destroyed completely. I don't hide it. My hatred for the zoo is pathological. If you have the channel, you can take the meaning of it. I have a pathological, my hatred for Nigeria borders on sickness. I am sick. Nigeria makes me sick to the stomach. Only an idiot. You come halfway, you have the same people, Yoruba people. One is French, one is English. One is in Benin Republic, one is in the zoo called Nigeria. African people, they cannot reason. The same language, the same dress code, the same food, everything, the same family, everything. Everything is the same. But the French people said, part of this family is French, part of this one is English. And we said, we are clapping. Yeah. We are English. We are Francophone. We are Anglophone. Who is Igbophone? Anglophone. Or Hausaphone? Anglophone, Francophone. Our people are not ashamed of themselves. And we can never let you go until you change. According to this day, it has been reported that some senators of the ruling People's Democratic Party, PDP, on Tuesday threatened to impeach President Jonathan for working against their political interests in their various states. They want to impeach Jonathan. Chopoya, chase him away from office. Why? Because he is impeding their hitch-free return to the same gravy train they have been on for heaven knows how many years. Stealing is a career. And the best way to steal legally is by becoming a politician. A bona fide criminal. You have your certificate to steal. And nobody will question you. Nobody, not a single soul, will question you. Very, very sad indeed. We continue very speedily. Boko Haram can be defeated in 2 months if, according to Okorocha, the governor of Imo State, the emir of Imo State, the caliphate chief himself, have said that the menace of the dreaded Boko Haram sect could be stopped in 2 months only if visionary and efficient leadership is encouraged at the highest level of power in the zoo. Listen to that very carefully. Only if people can realize and vote in APC. That's the meaning of it. Only then will you be able to say that we can stop Boko Haram. Because after all, you people are the sponsors. Buhari, Atiku, all of you, Babangida, you are the sponsors of Boko Haram. Okorocha said this on Friday during a dinner he organized for media executives and nominees from across the country who were in Owerri for the Nigeria Media Merit Award. Their Media Merit Award. There is no light. They are using generator. Media Merit Award. If they do award in America, they do here. If they do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they copy. They do Pop Idol, they copy. People don't tell them the Pop Idol they make in England and in America, they don't use generator. They get their electricity from the grid. But here you use generator. Copycat, you copy. After copying, you everything falls flat on his face. The same thing with people trying to copy us. Copy Radio Biafra, what we do. Who told the people will listen to you? Nobody will listen to you. After a few days, you collapse. You like to get a bit separate. 2015 and planning to rig election. Of course, they will rig the election. Why wouldn't they? They will rig it. Ebola fight. In Freetown, the deadliest Ebola outbreak ever is finally slowing in Liberia, the worst hit country, but still wreaking havoc in two neighboring West African states amid warnings of thousands of unreported deaths. Those people have been vaccinated by Red Cross. Red Cross is the source. Red Cross is the delivery mechanism for this very deadly virus. Red Cross, yes. They are the ones killing you. Red Cross. They manufactured this very deadly disease in America. They gave it to Red Cross to deliver in a so-called vaccine. That is why anybody who contracts Ebola, that person dies. Ebola cannot be spread to the very next person. The person dies. Not to the next person. No, not at all. They are lying to you. They say they are fighting it. Barrister will remain with me. Of course he will. The outbreak is officially thought to have claimed 5,000 lives and infected 13,000 people, according to the latest data issued by the World Health Organization. But that could be the tip of the iceberg, an official of the UN Health. They scare people. Black people, you go and take the vaccine and you die off. It's Obama now. Obama is a black president and they want to use his tenure in office to reduce the number of people who are living. And I'm sure Barrister will love this very news. World Bank engages 160 refuse disposal contractors in Delta. Benson Ojoko, the coordinator of the World Bank State Employment and Expenditure for Results, SEEFOR project in Delta, said it engaged 160 refuse disposal contractors in the state. Are you listening? That is why when news are being presented in English language, I have difficulties with it. people that throw refuse away. And then I've got for here. World Bank. So their name says it's a World Bank. They should be financing capital projects. What they are doing in Africa is to be paying for people to go and pick up refuse. And then I've got for here. Once, oh my goodness me, I can't read this type of news. It's really, really debilitating. We go to Tambuwal, who says that only God can remove him, maybe because God voted him into power. I'll ask the barrister in a very short while. So God came down to vote as well. I never knew that before. APC will record landslide victory in 2015, according to Buhari, reacting to the actions of the ruling People's Democratic Party, PDP, over his decamping to the opposition party. Speaker Aminu Waziru Tambuwal yesterday stormed the Northwest Zonal Executive Committee meeting of the APC in Kaduna, saying only God can remove him as Speaker of the lower chamber of the National Assembly. Only God can remove him. Not man, because God voted him in. That is what you get when you have the same country with Hausa people. What do you expect? What do you expect? A former Vice President, Atiku Abubakar, has again lashed out at the PDP-led federal government for bringing untold hardship to Nigerians through its ineffective policies before Jonathan came. You were the PDP Vice President, is that correct, Atiku? This is what I find incredible about this UG. Black African people, they are incredulous. Their stupidity is astonishing. This man speaking was the vice president of the zoo for 8 solid years. He is saying that his own party, the same policies that he presided over, is responsible for the sickness now afflicting the zoo. What else do you need to know? Why should we even bother broadcasting? If not for Biafra. Let me close the news and go to the barrister, please. The very eminent barrister, can you hear me, please? Atiku Abubakar says the country is sick and that they cost it. But he wants to run for presidency. Amazing stuff, only in the zoo. Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, director. Thank you. I couldn't wait for you to finish. Thank you for the news, which, of course, you have already made it of your thoughts. So talking is just to let the Biafrans know that our news, the reason why Radio Biafra is being tuned in all the time is because of the way about our news. We not only put it in details when director starts telling you what is happening, we break it in pieces so that if a third person asks you what happened in Radio Biafra, you'll be able to explain it to them. We don't massage news or try to fix it. Biafra is Biafra. That's why I love this nation, Biafra. And I tell you, any day I get out of this particular struggle, that means I'm dead. Biafra must reign forever. If you don't love Biafra, you are not a Biafran. You either, your blood is mixed up, or you are not, your blood doesn't even exist in Biafra in the first place. And let me leave that aside. Director, I don't want those in the senators to destroy and not voting for Jonathan. Director, you know my stance on this. If they discourage Jonathan, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, a blank check will be handed onto them. And I don't want that. I want the zoo to break up as it started. It started with violence. Let me tell you, Biafrans, Biafra was created peacefully by Chukwu Abiyama. Nobody was killed when Biafra was created. Nobody had any problem when Biafra was created. Chukwu Abiyama created Biafra and gave us yam, gave us beans, gave us oil, gave us gas, gave us coal. Gave us everything you can think of, all the good things of the world. Chukwu Abiyama blessed us with it. The zoo, expired Nigeria, was created in violence. And you know what? It is ended in violence. And we will do all we can to support its destruction in violence. Something that started with violence will definitely end up in violence. Ogbuma, Yeshiamala. Oh, baby, what that means? It's not my words. It's there in the book of Proverbs. Those who kill by gun will die by gun. And those who kill by knife are going home by knife. Nigeria was created in violence. Lugard with his people and some few guys from Ghana, Ghanaians, not out of their own making. They were contracted, just like any other country could be contracted. I had pity on them. They were contracted by Lugard violently to come and destroy what Chukwu Abiyama created. Therefore, that too must go by violence. Regardless of what the senators or what their governors are thinking about Grojean Afra, we know he's a fake man, I don't care. But he will bring about the destruction of the zoo, period. Therefore, the senators or whatever they are planning should relax and not bring about giving the Hausa Fulani back this zoo that has already expired since the 31st of December last year. Well, whatever Chukwu Abiyama has written can never be changed and can never be phased out. Grojean Afra will destroy this zoo and bet it and take my word for it. No matter what the senators are doing, all they want is money. Once Grojean Afra gives them some few dollars, everybody will just sit at home during the day of the meeting. They will not come. They bring onion and ham mini director, a rainmaker. To bring rain,
that's
the rainmaker.
Yes,
rainmaker. I know some few from BC, and I think one or two in Omaha. They will bring a rainmaker. They will give excuse. They have been bribed sick, isn't it?
Yes, director, ma'am, of course.
You see those in America. You see, director, I like quoting people. This is why I hardly make mistakes. Even my people, they always say I hardly make mistakes because I will quote. Director, I've always said this: for Biafra to arrive, Germans, that is Biafrans in Germany, will be there.
Yes.
Biafrans in America will also be there.
Key.
You see those in America who are trying to invite Grojean Afra, what are they looking for? Dollars. That's all. But people like Professor Odenigbo left a message for me. Of course, I replied him and I told him I'll be calling him. People like Professor Odenigbo from the United States of America, Dr. Akujieze, Professor Akujieze in America, Dr. Engineer Iruanya in America, Man Lotachi or Chukulobe, which one, Director, please call
me. Martins Chilobe.
Martins Chilobe.
Maramu Gochuku is also there. Martins Anusiem is there. Uche Naji is there.
Director, again,
we are too much.
Let me refer you back.
And how about Los Angeles, please? How about Iken Nawano Nenyi and Obidi Obienu? We are too much.
Have you forgotten? Oh, Obidi Obienu.
Of course. Just
that guy's name alone makes me happy. Obidi Obienu. Wano Nenyi them. There are very many of Biafrans in America. You see, the fake ones are these ones inviting Gilad Jonathan to get few. But I tell the director, take this from me again. This meeting will not hold. Take it from me. It will not hold. Regardless of how much they have taken from him. Now, Ohanaeze, after our own engineer, Emma, Harden and Enik, telling everybody after.
I think he's your uncle.
It's my uncle. Director, when I said Gilad Jonathan is your brother, you said no.
God forbid. It's not possible.
Director, have you forgotten that who is this guy who is always wearing a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram?
Sorry, who? Barrister, who?
Who will go to the north.
Is
they
your
put uniform of Hausa.
Okay, the one that turned your state into emirate, is it that one? Okrocha.
That's your cousin, isn't it?
The Imo State Emirate, Imo Emirate of Nigeria.
Look at what's his name again? Okrocha.
They're interrupting barrister's line, please. Okay. Nobody should call, please. Barrister is speaking. Nobody should call our main line. We are taking the feed from the same line, please. Barrister is on +44208133996. I would recommend very strongly that people don't call that very number, please, until Barrister finishes speaking. It is extremely critical. Barrister, please continue.
Thank you, Director. Rochas is telling us that APC will stop Boko Haram, because how can APC stop Boko Haram when Boko Haram is APC? Yes, they want power.
Yes.
That was the reason for causing all this name. They want power. But Chukwu Abiyama, may your name be glorified forever.
You see?
APC, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will be stopped. 2015, Ohanes and Nara, they have seen it now. I remember this word from the Bible. Mene, mene, take it fast. The handwriting is now on the wall. Chukwu Abiyama has shown them this handwriting. That they sue. You know, Director, money is very powerful.
Yes.
The Americans predicted this 5 years ago that the zoo would be destroyed in 2015. And when this guy, they called whatever his name, the ambassador, he said, no, America did not say. Ego, Diolo. When you have money, you can fly, you can go underground, you become a breeze because money is involved. But Director, what is written, and it can never be written until the work of Chukwu Abiyama came to pass. As he was reading the book of Isaiah, Biafra is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Senators want Jonathan to forget that Chineke will stop whatever the senators are doing. Jonathan must campaign. He must. Those in the other type of senators in the United States, the day all of you go to that meeting, there will be hellfire. None of you will attend to that meeting. Leave Goodrich Jonathan alone. But this guy should be at least a man to say, I'm contested. Because Jonathan, if you die, tell me what else you want in this life. You have 11 or 12 aircraft. What else do you want? You've flown, you've gone underground, you've been to this country. What else do you want? Eventually, we will die. Be a man and stop fooling yourself. Say you want to be the president. Let Babangida and Buhari and Atiku kill you. Somebody else will kill them too. If you stay in this world and get all the whole kingdom from Satan, where are you going? Where else are you going? All of us will die one day. Declare yourself. Come to Biafra land, you'll be protected. But unfortunately, because of oil, you are buying aircraft. You're having, I don't know the amount of cars you have. If one single man can have up to 11, 12 aircraft, you want to become Chukwu Abiyama now? Even God himself doesn't even have one. What a shame. Director, Biafrans should realize one thing. We are going to Biafra land. I will suggest, and if you want, I will endorse all of you. Join Biafra.
They are not listening. Barrister, there is somebody also called Naim and India Boone. They don't listen. That is why they are ill-disciplined. That's why they fought a war for 3 years and then capitulated, came back to continue to be slaves. The only people to fight a war lose, millions of people still not in control of their destiny. Only Biafran people anywhere in the world. Barrister, please continue. No, we have lost Barrister. We have lost him. That very call actually came in, and I wish the barrister to please remain with us. Please do remain with us. Before I go any further, I would like to defer to my special guest. They are special because I have not been doing broadcast with anybody since I came. But of course, Michael Iranya here, our national in Italy, is loyal, understanding, and hardworking. Loyalty is key. Key. That is why he's here today broadcasting with me. And the work we are doing for our country continues. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, I say good evening to my fellow Biafrans. Director, there is one woman in Italy. I don't want to mention her name. This woman, to be frankly speaking, is working very, very hard. I don't want to expose her before
the vultures will pounce on her.
I'm telling you. please, I want to say thank you to the Padova people in Italy for the work you people have done on 31st of October. You people organized an association in Padova, and they came. You talked to them, and they listen. And I want to thank to you people again for the thanksgiving you did, the same Padova people. In fact, director, they are doing marvelously well. And all these things was organized and led by this doctor, a woman, Mrs. Osi. She is trying a lot for us.
A doctor. Wow.
But I cannot expose her.
Please don't expose her.
Before God and man. The woman is trying a lot for us in Padova. She is a hardcore Biafra. And again, the people of Ote, please, Viterbo, director, it has been a long time they have been complaining for us in Italy. And as I'm seeing things now, they are slacking backwards because of I'm not thanking them. Ote people, Viterbo people, please, all your efforts with your coordinator, Ndubuyeze Matthew, we have been receiving every effort, all the things you people have been giving us. But, you know, onye anakponon too much. Wo mwatakere na emeka oma. Onye na emeka oma anaeche die. Ote, Viterbo, you people are trying, please. The same thing, our Ferrara coordinator. All of them. I don't mention them on air, but all of them, director, they are trying. In Italy, I can't lie. They are trying. They are loyal. I had a meeting with them, and I asked them, which way are we following? They asked me, anywhere I am going, they will be there. And I told them that I cannot go anywhere again. I know the truth, and the truth must prevail, which is Radio Biafra. Is the only way to get us Biafra. And director, I am here to pass to my in-law because he wants to speak. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure seeing you here. Of course, we are in the heart of darkness in the Zoological Republic, but at least we have brought light to it. In here, neighbor, you will speak in a minute. Let's take this call and then you will speak. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, give us your name. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hey, my name is George. I'm calling from Canada.
George, what is your surname?
My surname is Ibewuja.
Okay, please, go ahead.
I'm from Owerri.
From Owerri?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I...
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I will connect to this, but it's costing me a lot to call in Nigeria, man. So I don't have much money from there.
Is costing you a lot. Try and call us on Skype, please. See what you can do. Call us on Skype and see what happens, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go and take this very call. I don't know why we're having that thing coming in. This is Radio Biafra. Please, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Anthony Shimoni.
Anthony, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ibadan.
From Ibadan?
Yeah.
And where do you come from? Where is your village?
I came from Mugulam, you know, also Ebony State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank all dear friends all over the world. And I want to encourage our people that we should try to do more. Because, like, the Igbo people, they are sleeping since. Like, Johannese, we should forget about them. They are not doing anything. Let's be strong and do what we can to achieve our goal. That's just to encourage our people to do more, that they are great, and God will bless them all.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. And we are doing exactly that. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype also. After this very call, we go to the Skype, and then we go to our brother who is here with us this day. The caller on the phone, go ahead. Your name is good evening.
Yeah, this is Victor, sir.
Yes, Victor.
Yeah, I'm Nneka Egede.
Yes, wonderful.
The one thing I want to tell you, sir, I don't want it to be upset. There's a time you told us that when you commence this movement, that you are going to be at the war front with us.
Yes.
But what first thing I want to beg you, I know how angry you are, but I want to beg you, I want you to, not what you said, because you have many, all we need from you is just...
I will be there. That is why I came. I came to be at the very forefront of this very effort. I will not go anywhere else. That is where I'm going to be. But thank you for your concern. We have somebody on the coordinator, on the other Skype line. Let's go to the first caller that came through to us on Skype and see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra. That caller, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are.
Thank you, Director. This is Damian Elago from Echegbu.
Yeah, are you calling us today because the National is here?
Yeah, actually, I've been trying all the day. Director, last week I wasn't able to call because I worked in the afternoon. So okay. It closed by 10 o'clock in the night.
Okay, go ahead.
That was the case. Director, how are you there? How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank God, indeed. We always pray for you.
You say?
Indeed. Actually, I want to thank our national coordinator, Michael Iraya. Mike, in fact, you are a true Biafran to visit our director down here.
Damian, you told me what I'm doing. Immediately, you people are in support of me. I must go anywhere you people send me.
We believe that.
Thank you.
We believe that.
Thank you.
Director, we don't know what to say, but what I'm saying is to ask the whole Biafran worldwide, because sometime months ago, you told Biafran that you will not disappoint Biafrans.
Never.
That we Biafrans will disappoint. Actually, we will not disappoint you. We believe that Chukwu Abiyama answers our prayers towards this struggle. Not struggle anyway, is towards our restoration. I want to use this opportunity that I took to thank the Treviso Zone today, because we had our meeting today, and I believe either tomorrow or next, the world will hear our voice about our obligation. So I'm using this opportunity to thank the whole Trevisiano, that's how it's been called, more especially Mr. Oji. Biafran, Chukwu, Mike, Zia, Donatus, Udaga, Justin, and all the rest, there are many. I want to thank you people, Chukwu Abata and others, for giving your support towards this, our commitment to restore our land. As well, to let the world, the Biafrans, wherever they are, people who are still hiding here in Italy, thinking that those that are making this move are hopeless people or people that have no brain. I don't want you to think like that, because later you get yourself regretted. Because the land we are pursuing is your land. It spares you no good for you to stay in Europe or in America under this critical condition of winter period and all the rest, which in Africa you have a very good climate. This is your time to support this struggle. This is your time to make every effort so that whenever the Biafran comes, you will be bold enough to tell your children that you people fought for their future. If we did not make future for our children now that we are alive, some people say that leave it in after generation, they will find it for Biafra. If you do not fight for Biafra now that you are alive, is it when your children, whom you have not taught the language Igbo, who are now speaking English language, will then fight for freedom of their land? Who will teach them the language before they stand for fighting? Please, let me say it again. Please, Biafrans, wherever you are, stop hiding. Stop pretending as if you don't know what is going on. Biafra is your nation. Whether you're in America, whether you're in Britain, whether you're in Europe, it doesn't mean whether you are a citizen by paper. You are not a original citizen of that nation. You have your own country, and that country is Biafra. This is the right time. We thank Chukwu Abiyama, who has been exposing all those bad eggs in this freedom fighting. Chukwu Abiyama has heard our prayer and a tournament we made and exposed all these people. And the same Chukwu Abiyama, whom this man, Nnamdi Kanu, who has sworn with his family, his life, every time, God will never forsake him. God will never forsake him.
He said,
God will never disappoint him.
He said,
let us join him so that at the end we will be happy. We'll be giving glory to God for hearing our prayers. I was very astonishing when I watched a video where Rogers Okorocha went to campaign in Aba. People was jubilating. It was amazing. People was jubilating under darkness. They thought that sending your children or paying your school fees is whatever, is what you have, the governor has done most. Forgetting that when Biafra comes, every child will go school free. Forgetting that when Biafra comes, they will have their light in full force. Forgetting that when Biafra comes, they will have their medication, their treatment, free payment. No one will pay. So it's your high time to support this struggle so that when this Biafra comes, you will know that there is difference between B and O. B and the capital B and the B of Uku A, as they say it. So I'm calling you all, please, join hands so that we make a move. Biafra is our land. May God bless Biafra. Director, you said that we do not thank you, but all the same, Chukwu Abiyama will continue to bless you, bless our able and able barrister Imam Mezu, our able deputy Uchemefo Clifford Iranya, and our honorable professor Odenigbo. God will heal him speedily so that we all continue with this race. I rest my case. May God bless you all, dear friends.
Thank
you, Dr.
Thank you very, very much. We have people all over the place. Let's take this very call and then we go to the line, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in the zoo.
My name is Woke Ejike. Ejike Eme Onoha, a freeborn of Ikedu. Calling from London East, precisely.
Thank you.
Welcome, Director.
Thank you.
My father said I should tell you that you will live and you will see the restoration of Biafra. Nothing will harm you.
Is it your father is saying this? Or is it your father in heaven or father on earth?
My father in heaven said I should tell you this.
Thank you.
So, day before yesterday, I tried to come online, but I couldn't make it. But I thank one of our brother from Texas. He's also from Ikedu. Nearly, he would have completed everything I wanted to say, but he pointed many of them, which I was very grateful. Then I could sleep well.
Yes.
So, they are coming. Director, I said they are coming.
Yes.
They saboteurs, they betray us, they are coming. Wherever they are hiding, they are coming one by one.
Yes.
So I'm standing here now pointing you directly that Iwanyanwu, Ikedru is not moving today, is Iwanyanwu.
Yes.
The same thing Rochas Okorocha is doing now. More you look, less you see.
Exactly.
German call it, the German people are calling it hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Woke Ejike speaking. So, Director, please, we have to be very, very careful. I call my brother now and ask them to listen to Radio Biafra in Ikeduru. And they are telling me, yes, they are hearing a lot and the things will happen. And Rochester Crutcher is doing the what we call hocus pocus. He is giving the elderly women money. He's building in villages, many villages. He's building one-story building for the schools to confuse the people. Then I told them to go and search the whole Imo State, the whole hospital we have in Imo State. That the directors of those hospitals are governed by the Hausa.
Of course, no.
So they should not. Yeah, they should not forget to go and investigate this. They said, "Wow, what am I saying?" I said, "Yes." So I'm just trying to inform you. When they come, they would like to praise you, director. They would like to tell you, what you are doing is good. Somebody like Iwanyang, my brother, the Iwanyang will finish Ikeduru. He will put sand here and put sand there, and he will not do the road. The same thing with transformer, the same thing with anything. So, director, I don't normally call, but I'm in front of you, back of you, side by side, every time, every day. And I believe that the Biafra must come. And see? Whoever or whosoever want to put asunder or betray, the jar will take care of that person immediately. So, director, I don't have much to say. You will live to see that Biafra, the restoration. Your family will live to see it. And I have something very important, very tangible for you. But I will not give you this now. But one day I will come out and say, director, this is what is it? I'm giving you this. Good night, director. God bless you, and God bless all Biafrans all over the world and the supporters. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well. I hope you do keep listening. Of course, I hope you do keep listening. Please, let's defer to our brother now. He's been waiting. Let us get some pearls of wisdom from him, please. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, I thank you.
Thank you.
With your patriots, all those behind you, you are working together with, may you never be tired. May you never rest on your oars. Our good God will continue to protect and guide you all in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
First and foremost, let me once again introduce my name. I am Elder Moses Obi Anya, a true born of Ama Abia Ugumba Abia State. I think when I heard of Biafra and their struggles, I was thinking it was a child's play. But today, I've come to believe and I've come to ascertain that the truth I've known about Biafra, no man will talk me out of it.
Exactly.
The truth I've come to know about Biafra, no man will talk me out of it. So, to this struggle, may you never be tired.
You say,
and you will live long to actualize this very dream.
You say.
To those of you out there, in other parts of the world, that are on this race, may our good God continue to protect and guide you all.
You say,
until one day we all assemble together to felicitate the actualization of this very struggle.
He said.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. That is, at least we have won over a soul today. Is that correct?
Completely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have I want to tell my fellow Igbos some certain experience.
Before you go for before I forget, Abazu from Treviso, is greeting you.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
So I must read that to you. Please go ahead. Okay. You inbox me. Go ahead.
Oji, Ndewo. Director, there is one thing I want to tell Igbo people, which they forgot. As I am here in the zoo for almost 1 week now, I'm telling you that all the offices I'm getting in was filled up with Yoruba, the whole banks Yoruba, the whole ministry is Yoruba. You can never see an Igbo man in any office. A condition is blowing.
Are you sure?
I'm just telling you, Director. I'm just telling you before God and man. You can never see any Igbo man or woman in any office. A condition is blowing. I came out there. Only God knows I shed tears. Do you know where you will see our people? At warehouse. At warehouse where the heat that is coming out there is about 32 degrees. Everybody there is pulling cloth, sweating, dragging everything to survive. I ask them, hell, my people, we are finishing. We are finishing that in the country that we are, people say one Nigeria. How can you see a particular tribe of people in an office where a condition, where laundry, even the worst, they are not doing anything there. People line up, millions of people lining up for a particular assignment.
Just one. Carrying file.
Carrying file here and there.
Oh my goodness.
Then, while the Igbo people that are very much intelligent are roaming around the streets, jumping one bus, one Molua, Keke, here and there. You will see woman, pregnant woman, Igbo pregnant woman, carrying a heavy load of not less than 300 kg, looking what to eat for the day. Then if you go other side of the Hausa people, they are at Biafra land with polythene bag, carrying bags of money from the oil that coming out from our land. Then it is high time for the Igbos to know that Azogiden Kokwo Onyibori Bama Nekewelie. We supposed to wake up now, the Igbo people. Moreover, our women. If I see them on the road, I cry for them because nothing is happening. They are not doing anything. The men can be struggling, pushing wheelbarrow, driving keke, driving okara, but what of the women who cannot do anything? You see them roaming around. And please, that is why we are calling everybody to wake up at this call, restoration of Biafra. It is for everybody. It is not only our director, or Michael Iruanya, or our zonal coordinators in Italy, or other coordinators in the whole world. It is collective effort we restore Biafra. In which we are calling everybody to come out. As I was coming from Biafra land to the Heart Call Zoo, I saw a woman in the bus. I was asking, Madam, what are you going to do? She said, she's going to learn how to do cake. How many years are you? She says 62 years. At 62 years, you are going to learn a handwork again. He said, yes, because I want to have something to eat. But the same woman is saying that anybody who will say against Nigeria will die. I told Madam, at 62 years in Italy I am, it's a time of going to pension. And still you are going to look for something to do. It's a shameful thing. So don't say one Nigeria again. It's a very shameful thing. In fact, the woman said, one more here, that my son, this thing you are saying is true.
Oh my goodness.
This thing is, you are saying is true. At 62 years, you are going to learn work. Instead, you're supposed to be at your house. The Yoruba people at 40 years, 45 years, they are in their house collecting the dividends of all the companies, Coca-Cola, NBL, everything, every big company, they have all bought all of them. staying in their house eating, while the Igbos are jumping here and there for looking greener pasture. So, Director, let me stop so far. I want to thank my people again, Director, please. The Udine people also, they are trying, because I cannot fail to mention. You know, some time ago, the Sicily people, Palermo, we lost them, but they have picked up again. They have really, really picked up. I am getting their information now. Our brother there, Wixon, is trying a lot to make Sicily. I say very good thing to... I applaud them in a very good heart for them to speed up so that all the spirit in Sicily will wake up like before. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you. Michael Unanya is here. Our national in Italy. If he's free tomorrow, there is something I wish to show him. This is Radio Biafra. Anna Guonere. We have many people hanging on the line. Oforma is there. Festus Anekwe is there. And I also believe that Fred Onyal is also there. I mean, it's the same picture they use all the time. I think it's him. Somebody said, people are everywhere, but let me go to the phone line first, please. Everybody on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, if you may.
My name is Udotuke. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia.
Native of here, local government area, Lille.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I want to ask a small question, because I'm coming back on 29 of this month from Malaysia.
Yes.
So I want to ask, how can I get a satellite? Because I want to get a satellite in my village.
It's very easy. When are you coming back, you said?
I'm 29 of this month, coming from Malaysia.
I'll be here. When you get here, you call me. Call this number when you get here. I'll show you how. It's very easy.
Okay, this number.
Yeah, call this number when you get here. I will answer.
Okay. That's what I want. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. As this very person disengages, we have another caller still on the phone, if I am not mistaken. Or have we missed them, or have they gone? I don't think they are still there. In other words, I'm now going to Oforma, who is one of our benefactors from Australia, a financial supporter of Radio Biafra from day one. And he's still there with us till tomorrow. Ever strong, ever formidable. These are one of the people that Chukwu Abiam said must work with us to get Biafra. I have to go to him. I must go to him. Oforma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, including Obama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good morning from here. Director, first of all, I want to give a big thanks to Dear Friends who have added their friends on our Facebook group. We are now 500,000. And it's a very big thanks to everyone who have added their friends and trust us in this Biafra restoration project we are on. And I will ask those who haven't added their friends to do the same thing. Director, if you remember, it wasn't that long time ago, we were struggling to get people to join us on Facebook.
That's correct.
See how far we have gone today.
Yes,
we just within a period of nine months, we double our presence on Facebook. And we haven't done enough. We still have millions to go. I will encourage you to remind our people to continue adding their friends. Director, the next thing I want to touch is the other day of Dr. Dozier Ikedi asking of our people to join APC. You know, you say it now. We say it in Igbo language. You remember?
That is correct, yes.
When you always tell our people about APC and ABC and APC. You see, after a while, the truth will come out. Now the truth has come out. the true color have reflected. And what happened? People are calling you names. People are attacking you left and right. Look at it today. How can an old man of 80-something years open his mouth and say to our people,
Oforma, can you hear me? Oforma, your line is fading. Can you hear me? Oforma, can you hear me? No, Oforma cannot hear me, and he will come back to us. Let us go to Festus Anekwa, I believe is our coordinator in London. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
It's very clear. You have come on the same line, exactly the same line as Oforma, but yours is like you're in the next room talking to me. Please go ahead, confirm your name and where you're calling from for the benefit of our first-time listeners, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director. This is Festus Anekwe. I'm calling from London, from Adaba in Uzuwan, Biafra land.
Thank you.
And by grace of God, the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in London.
Yes.
I want to greet all Biafrans, friends of Biafrans all over the world, those that are working hard to see that we got our freedom. We oblige everyone to keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Because nothing good comes very easy. And freedom is not something you can just get with a twinkle of eye. It takes a lot of things, hard work, endurance, you know, keep pushing, not minding whatever that comes. What we have to be looking at is at what we want to achieve, not what the obstacle. Sometimes our Bible says that don't walk by sight, but walk by faith. Our people should know that walking by sight, you will be distracted, you will be confused. You will run away because of things you are seeing around you. But if you walk by faith, believing that the end will be good, you will keep on moving. Because this struggle is a just fight. It's not, we don't want to take people's things. We don't want to take what does not belong to us. We want to take what is right, what is rightful to us, which is our right. Everybody in the world, they need freedom. They want freedom. And to get that freedom, you have to fight for it. You have to work for it. So I will encourage our people to not give up. Don't get confused. Don't get distracted. No matter what happened, no matter what you have heard, stick to what you believe in, which is Biafra. Because myself, what I believe is Biafra. I don't care about what people say. I don't care about what people are doing. I care about what I know, what I believe, and what I'm doing, and what I believe I can do. And I can do what I believe, and I believe what I can do. And so do I urge every one of us, don't go back. We said, forward ever, backward never. This is the time for us to practice those things. No matter what. I want to call all the Biafrans in London to ginger up, to push more. Because when something happens like this, that is when you put more of your effort. You don't just give up. You don't just say because of whatever, and then you say this and that. No, that means in the first place, you don't even trust what you're doing. But if you trust on what you're doing, you don't just give up. You will find out what happens and then continue. One professor in America, he says, he tried 199 times. Then the 200th time, he got what he wanted. And so should we do. We need our freedom. We being in Nigeria, that is why we are suffering everything we are suffering today. That is why we are all over the world, dying, suffering, going through all manner of things. It's because we are in Nigeria. There's no two ways about it. And there's nothing we can gain from being in Nigeria. No matter, even if they give Igbo presidency, it will be the same thing. Because the situation there, Director, please, I want to, if you can give me just a little bit of time.
Yeah, but there are other people queuing up as well. Thousands okay. of people want to get through. Please make okay, it in the next two more minutes, please. And you are prepared yes. for us. Go ahead.
Yes. So, our people, even if they give us presidency, it still is not going to give us anything, because the structure there is, once you get in, you begin to fight for yourself. That is it. That's what they created there. Because everybody will see it as an opportunity. And you say opportunity comes only but once. And that person will start looking for his pocket. That is the situation there. If Hausa man goes there, if Yoruba man, that is what it remains. And all these things are from our place. It's in our land. So our people should know that what we have to do is to take what God put in our place, put in our hand. And then be who God wants us to be.
But how about us being what Satan wants us to be? Do you know that Satan has power?
Satan has power exactly. If you believe in Satan.
Exactly. No. You don't have to believe in Satan. Yes? You only if not you have to be him. if you don't have the mercy or the glory of Chukwu Abiama with you. If you have envy and jealousy and greed and the tendency to gossip and while away your time gossiping, there is no way you can partake in the mercy of the Almighty God. The thing about, I said to people, they don't quite understand, is that before I decided to come to do this, when Chukwu Abiama called me to come and do this work, I said, if we are going to fight for Biafra to be like any other useless black African country, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want it. But for us to build a civilization capable of making us proud as a people, the way we think and reason must change. If we think like any average black African person, we can never succeed. Our people must understand this. The work that Radio Biafra is doing is twofold. One is to get us our freedom through a very sensible, enlightened, and informed approach. The other one is to prepare our mindset. Our mindset, the way we think, the way we reason, the way we analyze problems, the way we resolve it, to be different from that of an African black person. Have you ever wondered why no African black countries developed? Other people got independence 1960, 1965, 1966, 1970. Go to Asia. You see what I'm talking about. They were colonized by the same British people. Go to South America. Brazil is an economic powerhouse. Everywhere, every other part of the world is developing. Only in Africa are human beings being experimented with. They took us to their plantations in America to work for them for free. That is not good enough. Now they use us to test drugs because they have banned chimpanzees from their laboratories. They need human beings to test their drugs. Where do they come to? Africa. Why? Because there is a particular way a black African person thinks that predisposes him or her towards a life of mediocrity, unless they travel abroad. Ask yourself a simple question. All those beautiful skyscrapers, 200-story building, 300, the budgets of this world you have in Dubai, and can't you build them in Ohosa, for instance? If you build it in Ohosa, will it fall down? But the thing is that the people that live around Ohosra, the people that make the decision around or that impacts on Ohosra, do not have the brain. That is the key. The brain cannot conceive an idea and implement it. That is the problem a black person has. Conception, articulation, and implementation. These things are key. And if you don't have, let me tell you one thing. I have been managing people for very many years in England. I'm not a frontline staff, I manage. The first thing they want to know from you when you go for an interview is, can you solve a problem? Problem solving skills. Are you capable of solving a problem when you are confronted or faced with facts? The answer is yes. Somebody did it before. Sam Mbakwe in Imo State. He did it very, very well. Simon Bakwe was superb. Before Simon Bakwe was Dr. Michael Okpara. There are only four Igbo, in fact, five Igbo men, if you leave out His Excellency, who was a wartime general. If you look at Igbo men, Biafran men that articulated serious solutions to our problems, Mazen Bono Ojike, Akanu Ibiam, Dr. Michael Okpara, and Mbakwe, only four men, they understood the shortcomings of our people. They understood the way that black people think, and they wanted to change it. The problem is not in freedom. Freedom is only half of the problem. The problem is changing the way a black person thinks. That's all. To understand that if you have a problem, you don't rely on superstition. You look for a scientific way out of that very problem. To make them understand that you can use mud and clay to build a house that is cooler than using breeze blocks. To try to make them understand that you can build a city without open gutter. It's not easy. To make them understand that what you need to build a road are stones and bitumen. And these things occur naturally. And you have engineers. Why don't you have roads? How many times have black people actually sat down to say, I have engineers graduating from ABSU, IMSU, and all other issues that you have. You have stones at Lokpanta, Nkume. What do you build a road with? A road, you build a road with crushed aggregates and mixed with bitumen. That's all. It's not rocket science. Anybody can do it. Now, ask yourself, why do we have people graduate as civil engineers? We have stones at Lokpanta. We have bitumen coming out naturally from the ground all over Biafra land. Bitumen. It was even a byproduct of crude oil. Then ask yourself this question. Why, therefore, don't we have roads? By attempting to answer this question, you will see the stupidity of a black person. And you have solved the problem. I repeat. You have engineers graduating from every blessed day, graduates. Mahagro, they are graduates. We agree. You have stones. Aggregates, they call them. You crush stones. And then you have bitumen. The question, therefore, is, why then don't you have good roads? You don't need Julius Berger to build a road for you. No, you just don't. You don't. You have the people to build it, but why can't you build it? You don't need to import anything to build a road. The Romans, as primitive as they were, the fact, of course, they are not. In those days, they never imported one single machinery. They built all the Roman highways. So you're telling me that what a civilization did nearly 4,000 years ago, Africans cannot do in the 21st century? Oh, dear Lord, God have mercy. Now people understand why we are different. They think we just woke up one morning and started to talk about Biafra. We've gone and researched and thought about this thing long and hard. To build roads in Biafra land will not be a problem for us, because all the things you need are there for you. My dear brother, thank you for that. We must move on. There are people waiting. There is somebody waiting on the phone. Then after that, I will go to Fred Onyali, who is also waiting. One of our key linchpins. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a very long time. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother.
Okay, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chidi Bekule. I'm calling from Stuttgart, Germany.
Stuttgart, Germany. What happened to Stuttgart? Well, how about Chineke, ma'am? Onapuya?
Yes.
Is in the
yes.
New Nigeria
yes.
Movement? Is he part of Nigeria Movement
Director.
Now? Amandia Nezi.
Yes, Director. Director, something is going wrong in Stuttgart, Director.
Uh-huh.
And she saw this while. Ma, I put you in here, too, but she takua.
Yes.
So something is going wrong in Stuttgart, you know. So also when I hear this guy, the potobocha, man, potu melena ni kuku. So Director, I have to tell this, you know, so that unugenyana I can solve all this problem, you know. This Onuzurike was a coordinator in Stuttgart. Then there's politics between the German coordinator and Chineke, ma'am. They wrote email and removed this guy, and Onuzurike is fighting tooth and nail, Stuttgart, get up, while I'm working as PRO. He went and out more as PRO. I demanded that Eguni Nine Akusi in January. Yes, I found out there's something going wrong somewhere. I'm saying I need the receipt. He won't die on Agakwaledio Biafra, London. Since then, they were dodging some certain things.
Of course, I have said this before. Hold on, hold on. I've said this thing before. That people contribute funds, it doesn't come to us. People tell me, oh, but I've paid my monthly dues. It does not come to Radio Biafra. I say it all the time.
Yes. So, Director, that's why
I'm
open. Because I don't have I'm too old to hide some certain rubbish. I don't care whatever somebody could say. We have tried everybody now to go every month here in Stuttgart. So at a point after we came to a conference in Düsseldorf, I find out there are so many things going on that ground. Then we came back. I called some people, say now we have to demand the receipt or the control of Sukejo Kugega into London. Up to today, there's something going on, even not only in Stuttgart, around Germany as a whole. I have to call Onyale. If Dr. Con, I have to call him, say, please, can you hear Germany? Something is going wrong somewhere. And he has to now put some of us are our defense fund. So, and that's the problem just to guard. See, it's almost 2 months now I am at the meeting because how this guy, you know, and since then, as the Hapapur and Akoko, the meeting has not been going on.
So, okay. I understand. Yes, we'll do so. We actually have. A panel of inquiry, a conflict Please. Resolution committee headed by Dr. Ogede Ozokwe. So I will advise that this matter be referred to Dr. Ogede Ozokwe. You go through your national, of course. You will inform Nzurumike, and Nzurumike will refer this very matter.
He knows about it. I want to now call Ryan Sobuna Stugard here. He knows about it. So I call Onyale. Sir, please. What is happening in Germany? Something is going wrong.
Okay.
He knows about what is happening in Stuttgart.
Okay. I know that we love to... No. Biafra is always there. And of course, you have the RBL and also you have IPOB. So there's always a place for anybody to go to. What I want you to do is that this matter should be referred. Listen, please. If that is the case, you inbox all these details to my secretary, Obioma Ebere, who is in Sweden, and then he will be able to forward it. Contact Obioma Ebere. Obioma Ebere, I know he's listening. Put your number on Facebook immediately. People should contact him with any issues, and then he will forward it to the chairman of that very committee, who is Dr. Ogede Ozokwe. And Dr. Ogede Ozokwe and his committee will look into it and then report independently. They can only advise me and say, this is the action we want you to take, and then we shall go ahead and take it. Okay?
Okay, Director. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Because, Director, there is something again I want to contribute based on what you said concerning this Ebola of 18.
Yes.
I told somebody over there the day we went on evangelism, they are talking about Ebola of 18. There's some of our colleagues that travel home, even they don't even allow them to come into the company because they went to Africa. Then I have to tell them that this Ebola, we Africans, we don't know what is Ebola. I tell them that it's the Europeans carry this thing to Africa. Maybe they have one medicament they produce new. They want to test it. And they have a free movement to Liberia and Sierra Leone. Then they went and spray it there. Then people start dying. Then they say Africa produce Ebola. I try to convince these people, tell them that we don't have such sickness. Even we don't... our body is strong enough to resist so many sicknesses. So some of them, if they went to Africa, maybe they would die because of the bad odor and gutter and everything. But the people are still surviving. Why should they say that Africa have Ebola? What is Ebola? I try to tell them. So I borrowed your idea that is the Europeans that send this thing to Africa and to make sure that maybe they want to practice or to test whatever they produce. So I want to still make it clear that the Europeans sent Ebola to us. Another one again is, I got information from one of my cousins at Owerri that the Hausa Fulani people, they are shifting some of the police officers that and the military men that refuse to go to fight Boko Haram down to east now. That is, they are bringing the armies down, they posting our people back to north to go and fight Boko Haram. Now in Biafra land, there's the Hausa people full everywhere in the military, but this Owerri Army barrack and this Bori camp in Port Harcourt and the Aboki people. So I'm trying to find out how are we going to tackle the issue of, because these people now, as they are in Biafra land, whenever we commence any action now, I think something is going to be wrong. As long as these people is in Biafra land, what are we going to do? Are we going to lay ambush, or are we going, what are we going to do to make sure that people are safe? Because as long as they are in Biafra land, I think we are not safe.
We don't care who is there. When we commence our march, we commence our march. We don't give a toss who is there. Anything they see, they take. As simple as that. This is an army that cannot defeat Boko Haram. They can't defeat Boko Haram. And without the help of the British, the Americans, the Russians, the Egyptians, the entire Christian Europe, the whole Arab world, they could not have defeated Biafra either. This army is not strong. I said it from day one. Anybody who has any brain will know that Radio Biafra is gospel. Anything we tell you here is correct. We say this army is not strong. They pretend they are strong because you see them on road, on checkpoint, clear very well, park very well. You think they are strong. They are not, honestly speaking, they are not very strong. This army can be defeated. The only problem we have is the brain of an Igbo person. That is what will stop us from getting Biafra as quickly as possible. To defeat Hausa Fulani people will take us less than 6 months. To conquer the stupidity of an Igbo man's brain will take you 6 years. That is where the problem lies, in the brain of an Igbo man. Very, very deadly. Very, very deadly. The brain of a modern Igbo person. That is the problem we have. That is the problem we have. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from all over the world. We must take their call. I believe that Onyali is with me on the line. Is that correct? The caller on Radio Biafra Skype line, can you hear me? I think they can. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
This is Fred Onyali from Umuoshengbe in Olu province of Biafra land, calling from Germany.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I was very, very happy yesterday night when I saw on television the Catalan people that they will be voting today.
Yes.
And today I've been watching their independence vote, and it has been going very well. Our friends, and the success of their independence vote means success of Biafra. And we are really in support of them. So it's a big lesson to us, and we follow suit. Even though the Scottish people did it against the will of the British government, now the Catalan people are doing it against the direction and of the Spanish government. Whenever we come up to do our own, the Nigerian government will say no, but it will not stop our independence vote. So I believe that we are succeeding in our movement. And I want everybody to come out in order to support it. But as you said, the biggest problem is the mentality of an Igbo man. Today we are talking about Biafra with somewhere with Longinus Samadi and some of our people. The point they raised was some of our people have properties in their properties in Lagos and Abuja. How would they live it? So I say, this is the mentality of an Igbo man. Director, I want to thank, salute Maazi Iruanya and his entourage. that visited you there, that are still with you. In fact, it's a wonderful thing. He has shown us really his effort in the pursuit for Biafra. I salute his courage. Iranya, I hail you. I raise my tongue for my tongue for you. That is wonderful. Yeah, amen of
man.
Yes, director, he's okay. He's all right. Director, there is one other point that bothers me, which some of our badly informed Igbos always make. They always say, Biafra, I went to Biafra bank. I go be buo why. You know, I continue to wonder why must we kill ourselves when we get Biafra? Before the white man came to Biafra land, we were not killing ourselves. Why must we start to kill ourselves when we have gotten Biafra? And because of these feelings, many of them are getting tired or don't even want to show up in the struggle, in the effort to revive or to recover Biafra. So I would like Biafrans all over the world to look into this issue and know, is it really true that when we get Biafra, we start killing ourselves? But why must we kill ourselves when we get Biafra? This is something that is bothering me. I want us to look into it. Thank you, Director, for your effort.
Thank you.
May God bless all Biafrans.
He said, I'm blessing you.
Concerning the Biafrans in Stuttgart, Director, the issue will be settled soon. Really, I'm aware of their situation, but not to this extent. I never know they are not having a meeting for some time. I spoke with Onusrike the other day, but I never knew they were up to this area. So in the next 1 week, I will get in touch with the national coordinator and make sure that the problem is settled. Moreover, as you know, I'm not the coordinator. I'm more of
you are part of the conflict resolution panel. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you wait when that matter comes there, you will not prejudice it. So when the matter comes to that very panel for discussion, all of you will then be able to make your recommendations to me and it will be announced and that will be the final of it. Thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you wherever you are. For those joining us for the very first time, we are live, we are direct, we are in the Zoological Republic and people are calling us from all over the world. I have to excuse Iranya here to leave because it's very late. You drove down, so that's no problem. So you can stay with me. I have company. It's been exceptionally lonely, but I do have company. It's very nice, and they are here. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I don't know what is happening to our Skype line. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I can't hear anything from there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me, which is quite amazing. Seriously amazing. I have to trace it. This is what I have to go through. Anytime I am outside, I need to trace this very cable and find out exactly why it is not functioning. It is not. Let's try again and see. Let's see. No, it is not picking it up. It is not picking up the signal. And since you're here, untangle that for me because the signal is not coming and that is creating a problem. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. Let us go to the line because we'll reconnect you in a minute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra. No, not working. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where
are you calling from? There is a caller on the phone from the UK. Can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening. This is George calling from Canada.
George from Canada. What is your surname, George?
I called before earlier. I called you on your phone. Yes, my surname is Ibewojo.
Your surname is what?
Ibewojo.
Ibewojo. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. What I want to say, because I've been following this, the issue of Biafra for a while now.
Yes.
And I wanted to see if there's any group going on in Canada here, but I've tried, but I couldn't find any. And the issue of this Biafra issue, I don't know if Ohaneze Ndigbo, if they're on board.
Yes, go ahead. If Ohaneze Ndigbo, no, if they're on board, I wouldn't be here. I won't do anything with
them. Okay.
Then
okay.
Yoshin and that case, because we don't work with them.
What I want to say, we have to know if there's any meeting that we will call, everybody will be there, Biafra organization will be there, people that want for Biafra and the people that don't want it. So we at least we know where they stand, if they stand with Biafra or if they stand with Nigeria. So we know where they belong. And at the same time, about the issue of fund, because there's in this case, we need encouragement, we don't need discouragement. Because I overheard a lot of people talking about some money here. People, the money they have been contributing is not going to Biafra, Radio Biafra in London. So I don't know if there's any way the organization will open an account from different area. If it is in Stuttgart, they have a bank account where everybody can pay their money every month. So at the end of the money will go to Radio Biafra in London. Is that possible or
it's
not?
It's possible, and we are working on it. Yes, we are doing that. We are exactly.
So that's the only way, because a lot of people are siphoning money through
they
this.
Are,
that's why
they
some
are.
People.
They, and they start, because after siphoning money, once the whole thing is about to blow up, the manufacturer won't gossip and then they run away. The people don't know what is happening. I said I'm going to deal with them in the next 11 days. I will expose them from top to bottom. That's what they do. They eat the money, and then when they're about to be exposed, they say, oh, we don't like what is happening. Ask them, what is that thing you don't like? They can't tell you. They can never tell you.
So,
go ahead.
So, in that case, I think it will be better. It will be better we have like account. If it is in Canada, if a group in Canada will have account, then everybody will pay the money there. At the end of the meeting, anytime they have a meeting, people will say, okay, this is how much they contribute, and they paid such money to Biafra, Biafra.
But London is doing that, so why can't others do it? That is what London does. London has been doing it now for over a year.
It's not. To me, it's not well organized, because a lot of people are eating money from there. And when you tell your friends, like I have.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. I have my friends in Canada here. When I talk to them about this, they say, no, people are using it to make money. So the people are not complying. And I don't think there's any group in Canada here that is doing the same thing.
Then maybe you can start one. We used to have a group in Canada, but they are too cowardly. They are cowards in Canada. That is what happened. Maybe you can start a new one. I don't know. You mentioned your name. You rang earlier. I don't know what your telephone number is. I will not ask you to give it to me right now, because there are too many vultures everywhere. Can you text me your number on this very conversation line on Skype, so I can forward it to our North America representative, Engineer Clifford Iranya? Can you do that? Can you do that?
Okay, can I give you on air right now?
No, you cannot handle the pressure. If you give your number on air, I'm telling you, you can't handle the pressure that will come from Satan. Equency will be after you. This is Biafra we're talking about. I need you to send me your number on Skype as a text message on Skype.
Okay.
Text it to me now. Text it to me now so we can start something new in Canada. I like it that people are now coming out, even in Canada. That is absolutely fantastic. As I told Engineer, people will come out in Canada. Chukwu Abiyama knows his children. He'll go and raise them. He asked us to come and do this thing after all. And that's what we're doing. Exactly, precisely that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Gerard, you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I am talking to you. Hello? Maybe his line is off. Not our line. Our line is correct. The caller.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Go ahead, please. Your name and where
you
are?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Sunday. Chukwuje Kwakavo.
Yes,
you. I'm from Achi.
Are you related to Gringo Akabog? Are you related to Gringo?
Not at all, not at all, director.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Achina. I got a local government area of Biafra land.
Yes.
But I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Director, first of all, I want to thank you, thank all Biafrans for their marvelous work and their selfless sacrifices towards the restoration of Biafra. But the problem what is bothering me much is the nonchalant attitude of our people. Hello, are you hearing
of
me?
Which people? Of which people?
I mean Biafrans.
Which part of Biafra is that? Did you read what Asare Dokubo wrote about Igbo people and the crisis of identity or in Ikwere land? The problem we have is not, I have said it before, Efik people are ready when we are ready. Ibibio is ready. Everybody is ready apart from an Igbo person. That is the problem.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. I mean the Bile, the Ohaneze, and the rest of them.
Uh-huh. So if you see Igbo people, you say it's Igbo.
Okay. Let me put it this way. The attitude of the Igbos themselves. Yeah. Because we are too jealous.
That's all.
Yeah. We don't want to support good things. If we are not the ones doing things, we want to bring the person doing it down because we are not the ones doing it. So I think this thing has reached to an extent that is bringing hatred, and we are ready to do anything to see that we spoil. Hello?
Yes, you are listening to your device as well as talking to us. You can't serve two masters at the same time. I can hear a voice coming through from your side. Why am I hearing that conversation from there?
There's no device with me here. I'm just alone.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, director, first of all, I want to... There's something, many a lot of their things bothering me.
Yes.
First of all...
No, he's not paying attention, is he? No, because he's hesitating. That means he is not paying attention. I want to one in Nandi Igbo. That is the problem we have. Nothing more, nothing less. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is the only platform on the face of the planet where the truth is spoken without fear nor favor. The only place in this whole world. That is why right now, everywhere is at a standstill. Those of them that make policies, they learn from here. If you want to solve the problem in Africa, change the way an African thinks. Don't give them money or anything. Thinking only. Enlightenment. Europe went through the same period. And then after that, you had high art. You had painting. You had opera. You had structured society led by the Medicis in Florence in Italy. The period of enlightenment when all the crowned heads in Europe sat together and said, we must subject everything we do to the altar of reason. And from that day, Europe took over the race to lead mankind. Till this very day, Americans are Europeans, and they. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on, well, let me see where they are. On the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to
them? I'm talking to you. Turn your system down, please. If you wish to continue this conversation, turn your system down and speak to us. The world is listening. It's very, very amateurish for people to be listening all over the world and then to hear us having a background conversation as well. Have you turned it down?
Yes, I have done that, sir.
Please, go ahead. Your name and where you are.
In fact, I am Nezio Malakai Onyebuchi. I'm speaking in Kafanchan.
From Kafanchan, please go ahead.
Okay, sir. In fact, Honorable Nnamdi Kanu, I am happy to speak with you this very night. Truly, I am happy the way that you have returned home. And I am And I am very, very happy where you are and now at home, and nothing can happen to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Honorable, truly, truly, I went to court on 6th this November in Onitsha from Kafanchang here. I went to court and I have now settled everything with them now. The way the support that hip hop gives to me, I am very happy. The way they give to me, I am very, very much happy with hip hop. They followed me as if I am another, I'm even a governor, but I am not. And I'm happy the way they followed me and finished everything successfully with me. Then, Nnamdi Kanu, please, what I am pleading now is, I don't want these struggles be differently up to now. I prefer let every struggle, every organization, every group that is fighting for this very Biafra, let all of them come back to it, indigenous people of Biafra, let all of them come back and become one. So that everything we are doing will become not successfully. That is what I'm suggesting. Both the MASOP and the DLF and the BZM, even the DLA, and the Kwenche, even that group of Okoracha, let all of them come and meet us. I know you are a good director. You are going to direct them normal. So I prefer them to come back. And again, Nnamdi Kanu, please. Many of our group here in Jaba local government that I am, they are talking that you should meet a Reverend Father Mbaka. Let Mbaka pray for you and let him make a preach on Biafra. That many, we are going to get many people on with that. And I know Father Mbaka very well. He is a Biafra. He used to wear Biafra t-shirt whenever he's making a preach. I am happy on that. Then later, I still heard you saying that whoever is going to join this very struggle will take an oath. That very thing is sweeting me very well. I want everybody to take oath so that whatever we are doing, we will trust ourselves. No more going up and another one going down again. Let all of us move straight forward on what we are struggling for. That is what I'm suggesting, Nnamdi Kanu. And truly, Nnamdi Kanu, I am telling you that you are not the person that made me to join this very struggle. And I never joined this struggle because of person. With my heart, I know the sufferness I did here. I am in not. I know the type of sufferness I did. When I am even younger, I started saying that I am not in Nigeria. Not now that I have already understand what is going on. So truly, Nnamdi Kanu, I am with this struggle with my heart. Even if you felt this very struggle, don't think that I will get away. I must continue until kingdom come. Now my life will stop me from doing this very struggle, Nnamdi Kanu. So please, I am pleading to you, let everything that you are doing follow us gentle. And the way you are doing it, whoever that is going to cause obstacle to us, I prefer the way God is doing it for us. We used to understand them immediately before they succeed. So I'm praying that no evil spirit will stop us in a way to get to actualize their fire in Jesus' name.
Amen. I hope so. That your prayer is very nice. And are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen very, very carefully.
It's okay, sir.
This is Biafra. One strike and you're out. There is no forgiveness. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. One mistake and you're out and you will never come back. There is no begging and no pleading. I do not forgive. I don't forgive betrayers. I don't. I want to go to battle with men who are strong. Men who understand what it means to follow order. The essence of military is order. To follow order, you obey the last command. Before you complain, I don't work with weasels and idiots. I work with men who are men, not children. That is why we got where we are today. After I was recommissioned of Biafra, nobody wanted to pick up this very mantle until we came. In fact, until Chukwuma Abiam determined that we should come. We have come. We have done this very work. We've gotten Biafra to where no other person has ever done that before. And we have betrayers and backstabbers. They can never come back. They join our enemies and we kill them. I say it all the time. The only thing they can do is to go and join Hausa Fulani people. And they will die with them. As simple as that. I don't forgive and I don't forget. Anybody who is out is out and can never come back. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue our work. We are relentless. Relentless. 1 mistake here, poor. You get away from the face of the earth and we continue what we're doing. It was Rike fell. Bilie, down. Even Ohaneze, down as we speak. Because they have come to our own position. Who is the idiot that we cannot crush? We are not even using arms, only reason. Logic and reason. They can't stand. Take your envy and jealousy to somewhere else. You are a fool. An Igbo fool at that. Don't bring it here. Here we admire people. Oh, Wazuke can never tell you that I did anything wrong. Nothing whatsoever. I served him loyally. As a servant to a master. Go and ask him and he will tell you. I did not fail to carry out any single instruction. Everything said that I did. Because of the love I have for my country. Any idiot thing that can just wake up in the morning and be talking and writing rubbish. And then afterwards you say, oh, let's combine together. Let's forgive. You are insane. I don't forgive. I don't forget. There is a point it will get to. I will not regret those people leaving this world. As simple as that. Think we are joking here. Nonsense. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, director.
Turn your system down. If you want me to take your call, you must turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra. Turn it down. That's why you lost the war between 67 and 70. You don't listen to instructions. You do not listen. You routed the Nigerian army led by Murtala Mohammed at Abagana. Complete routing at Abagana. Instead of you to take the arms and go away, lack of discipline led you to destroy all the arms you captured, which is non-military protocol. Lack of discipline. Lack of discipline. Chain of command broke down completely. The commanding officers were competing among themselves. There was envy and jealousy towards Onwuachukwu, despite the fact that he took Omuahia with fewer men 2 times. Jealousy. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Director, I'm here. My name is Tati Sikechukwu Nadozie. I'm calling from Olo in Imo State, Devon Land.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, please. We are many in Olo here. Who doesn't know where to join. Where to join IPOB. Who will help us, please?
I am back.
Hello.
I am back now. Our Biafra coordinator is Chidebere. Chidebere is coordinating Biafra. Yes, Chidebere is coordinating Biafra land. Yes.
Chidebere from where?
Chidebere is at Enugu and Port Harcourt. He's based in Port Harcourt.
Oh, he's based in Port Harcourt?
Yes.
How can we get his number?
It is a question of how can you be able to reach us. Hold on a second. Let me see. Let me confirm what's your number. Oh, my goodness. Too many calls coming.
Okay, sir. Please.
I want to see.
We are many here in Olu. We are so stranded. Please help me, please. I want the number.
The people who are in Olu, are they real Biafrans or fake? You know, there are
they are real Biafrans. They are real Biafrans.
Is this your number ending in 584?
081.
That's it. That's all. Don't mention your number on the air before Satan will
take it. Okay. And then 84. Yes, sir.
Yes, I will get Chidebere to call you. Chidebere will give you a call.
Okay, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, who's the director? We are with you.
I know that. and I'm here now. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please turn your system off completely and then you speak to us because the whole world is hearing your voice right now. You are live on air. Please, go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Director, this is just at the moment. I'm calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, I'm from Enugu State, from an unelected government.
Thank you.
in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, director, thank you for what you are doing.
Sorry, you're calling us from Hong Kong. Is that correct? From Hong Kong?
Yes, exactly, Hong Kong.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, thank you for what you are doing for us. We appreciate all the things you have been doing for us, and we thank you so much. And hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead, my dear brother. The world is listening. Don't stop. Continue with what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay, director. So, director, what I want to say is about what is going on in Germany. Because many people want to come out because of some issue of the coordinators about the money, something, sending money, and it's not getting to Radio Biafra. Please, I will just advise, if we handle this issue very well, and the people who are responsible of these things, that the money that's supposed to get to Radio Biafra is not getting, they should be maltreated seriously. Not that announcing the name on air and ask them to go just like that. This thing should be taken very, very serious. Like the brother who called from Canada. Something like this can make people not to come out. Because people are working hard to get this money, and I'm working hard to make sure this money gets to Radio Biafra because of the effort and because of the work you are doing for us. At the end of the day, the money don't get to you. Director, please. Me personally, I just want this thing. I want you to take this very thing serious. Just take it as the way you used to take other things. Thank you very much, and continue the good work. God will bless you.
Say thank you very much, my dear brother, and I shall do so. Thank you very much for reminding me and for bringing it up once again. We are doing that, and I think it's this week. And then Germany will assume far more significance in more ways than one. We are diversifying all our functions away from London. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
What's your name, Amaris?
Yes, sorry. What is your name?
What's your name, Amaris?
Hello? I only hear one now. Hey, Chineke no nyebere. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Tochukwu Ikweze. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia?
I'm from Enugu State. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra land.
Yes, please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you so much for your good efforts. It's not easy.
Thank you.
We really appreciate. I want to say something about the one guy that called from Kafanchan. Director, this is the second person that said something about Farambaka. And I buy the idea. If possible, you can make our time to see Farambaka. It will help so much because I know him very well. And in my family, we have 11 father in my family. I can link you. It's very easy. And my brother, who is 11 father, is working with him. If you get my brother, and my brother is a real Biafran. He's highly Biafran. So I will like you. I will drop you a message on Facebook. After I spoke to my brother, who is 11, he will lead you to Farambaka. And I believe when you get to Farambaka, we will have a very big effort on it. Because he also is very, very interested in Biafra. So I suggest that you will try your best. I know you are so busy in Nigeria. You are so busy in Zoo, sorry. I would like you to try your possibility to meet him. But through my brother, who is Reverend Father, you will meet him very easy. And Farambaka also is a very busy man, actually. But from my own brother, you will meet him very, very easy. I'm telling you honestly. That is my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. I wait for your inbox. Thank you very much. We'll see anybody that wants us to see. What do we have to lose? Nothing. We will go and see whoever we've been asked to see, as long as they are pursuing exactly what we are pursuing in truth and honesty. The problem, as I said before, is not Hausa Fulani people, not Yoruba, not even Ndi, but as a matter of fact, but the brain of an Igbo person, that is the problem stopping us from getting Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Enuma. I'm from Anambra.
What is your full name? What is your full name? Ahana Gogene, what is your father's name?
Abanambo Kichuku. Abumonya Gruzi Igbo. Anambra State.
Okay, please go ahead.
Good. Ihe nchọrọ njụ bụ na enwere kịta anọ m obodo oyibe. So mana ihe nna ajụ bụ kedu otu a ga-esi were mata ndị defect Biafra. Bikos na mụwana enweghịkwa m idea ihe ahụ na ọ bụ na m bịara obodo oyibe. Abịara m Vietnam. So ndị enyi m nwoke nọ Ireland wee na-agwa m maka defect Biafra. So me nwere mgbe nnọ bụ n'ụlọ ọgwụ gom ya. Maka mụ na onwe m so n'ofu onye nọ na Kwagunọt. So, amarụ m na ihe ahụ eziokwu. So, ma ihe mere m na since over 3 hours, ana m ege distance. So, I was very, very interested and I just want to encourage you for this particular effort because we that are in the Nigerian land, we are not feeling it. We are not finding it funny. So a lot of things is happening to us down there. But thank God for using this media. And for myself, I believe that this is a vision. And a lot of vision that comes like this will surely come to accomplish. But it's only going to take time. So my question is, how can we identify the fake difference, number one? Number two, are there any effort that we're making down home in aspect of this particular race? Because we that are in Nigeria, my brother, we are just, people are just killing, Nigerians are killing us just like we're animals. So our blood has been flowing on the road all this while. So, but for me, I didn't know that this kind of a thing has been in existence. So, but now that I have an idea, how would I key in? And where will I start?
Where are you right now, this very moment? You mentioned Cambodia. You mentioned, are you in China now? Where are you exactly?
I'm in China, yes.
Where are you based? Where are you domiciled? Where do you reside normally?
I reside in Kano.
Oh, you reside in Kano?
Yes, Kano, okay. Northern state in Nigeria.
Okay. When are you coming back from China?
I'm coming back maybe end of this month.
If you come back any of this month, then you call this same number you called now. Then we'll tell you what to do. But if you're in China, okay. Are you in Gwangju? Where are you in China? In Gwangju?
I'm in Gwangju, yes, right away.
We have our people there in Gwangju, and I can give you a telephone number if you have it, if you're prepared. No, don't worry. I'll take your number and I'll give it to them in China. That's the best thing to do. Hold on, let me take down this
okay,
number.
Good.
Is this your number ending in 0010?
Actually, yes.
Yes, if you hold on a second, if people can let me, I will be able to pick down your number and then I will give it to our people in China to give you a call. Because if you're there, you'll be back before, I'll be in China next month. So maybe you'll be back here before I head out to China. I will be in China next month.
Okay, but okay. Before you come to China, I'm already at
you may have come back here. So we will maintain contact. I will give our coordinator, Tochukwu Onunkwo in Gwangju, who is based in Gwangju, to make a contact with you so you can even attend their meeting. Okay? We are in China,
okay,
and
good,
we are very
good,
strong
good.
In China. Very, very strong. China is very strong. Okay?
You swear, my dear, God is going to be your strength.
You say, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are Radio Biafra. Our lines never stop ringing. Which translates into my Lord and my God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I've been trying to call, but the line keep cutting me off. I don't understand. Well, what I'm going to contribute is I feel uncomfortable when I see people, you know, talking about.
You've not given us your name, please. You've not given us, my dear brother, your name and where you're calling from. Very important to us.
All right. My name is Ikech Kumbat. I'm from Nima University.
Yes.
In Biafra.
And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from London.
From London. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to talk about, you know, because I kind of lived in Scotland before. I just want my people to understand something. Just because Scotland, you know, did not get independence, that doesn't mean, you know, every Scottish man, you know, sees himself as a Scottish man. You know, just making it clear how people understand that. Just because it's not written down, you know, in the paper, that Scotland did not get independence, doesn't change anything. Every Scottish man sees himself as a Scottish man. You know, that's all I need to say. Because I think keep talking about, oh, Scotland, they did not get independence. The only reason why I know they're not going to get independence they're looking for, because they're worried about economic crunch. They were thinking in their heart, maybe if they go alone, their country might end up like an island. That's the reason why, you know, they did not go, actually went for the independence. So that should be, you know, have to be understood. So there's no point Biafra trying to say, UK government, you know, give them chance, for vote and all that. We don't need no vote. We are what we are until someone and a woman came from Scotland and changed everything. So that has to be, understood. There's no point comparing us with Catalonians and all that. It's completely different. For example, you see this guy that play in Lanconis, what's his name?
Andy Murray.
You can see the whole English people, they're turning against him. All the support he's getting from, because he supported, from his heart. He was thinking the Scottish people actually going to go for independence. They were confident. But at the end, all of them, because the UK government now start campaigning about job loss, this and that, inflation and all that, they get scared. So in their heart, they are Scottish. Forget about just because they did not get independence. They see themselves as 100% Scottish. So my people need to understand that and stop comparing Biafra with Scotland. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. And we must continue to do our work, continue to take our calls. And those of them that came to see me, those the only people I have ever allowed to come to see me, our national in Italy, by virtue of the work he has done for his country, and the fact that he keeps his mouth shut. There are some that don't have secrets. Because they want to belong for some guy. Please go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, good evening, good morning, and good afternoon for those in any time zone. It's time to go. I'm with Director in the heart of the zoo, and I'm telling you, as I'm here today, tomorrow I will be also here. I will never surrender. I've never started anything and that thing defeated me since I was born. And I don't believe going there. I only believe in one particular thing. Go and get it. Director, I thank you. Well done. God will be your strength.
See?
No surrender, no retreat, no surrender. Thank you. Let me pass to my elder.
Director.
Yes, my brother.
The Lord is your strength.
Thank you.
You will never be tired.
He said.
Until the actualization of Biafra.
He said.
We are behind you.
He said.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless you people for at least keeping me company. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is not done until Biafra comes. That is why this very propagation will remain ceaseless. Now, until Biafra comes and even beyond. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, please, my dear brother. I'm talking to you.
Director, good morning.
Good evening from here.
Director, I'm calling from India, but I live in Qatar. My name is Onyekachi Ebubebulam from Onhaji in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You're calling us now from India, is that correct?
Sorry?
You're calling us now from India. You are in
yes,
India.
Yes, I'm calling from India. Yes.
Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Director, yesterday I was listening to your program because I don't have any other cassette in my house apart from Radio Biafra. I am very much interested about what is going on, but I want to advise you on one thing.
Go ahead.
Your life is important to us. People you mentioned yesterday pertaining to Iwuanyanwu from Imo State, please, you should be careful of that man. He is not a good person, indeed. In all round of life, he's not a good person. And we cannot afford to lose you because of a nuisance. So you should be careful about him. And there are some people in that state that I want to tell you to be careful of. They are crafty. Because what we are trying to do is not a matter of eye service. We are really out for what we want to achieve for ourselves. The people that are not ready, the betrayers, they should go to north and live there. That we will come back to our land with glory. Because this race is not meant for idiots or people that are not worthy to take the glory from God. Every day of my life, when I wake up, I read my Bible, I pray for you. I read Psalm 2 because of you, Nand, every morning for your protection. So what you need to do, my brother, I will tell you this, and I am very glad and loud speaking to you this moment. Your life is important. You should know the kind of people you keep in your cabinet. Because our people are too greedy. So many may be thinking, tomorrow if Biafra comes, Nand will become the president, or Nand will become this. Already you have declared you are not interested for any post. But your interest is to make sure that Biafra are being restored. Now I want to tell you one thing. Your life is too important upon any other thing we can talk of. Because when you are no more there, Biafra is no more there. No one can come to speak for us. But I want to ask you one thing, Director. Please, this of Amory we are talking of, every day, Amory, 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 I think that these things are not good to say on air anymore. Because we don't know who is with us or who is against us. Hello, Director, are you there?
We are listening attentively. I seldom interrupt unless the need arises. Of course, continue saying what you're saying. I am in listening to you with rapturous attention. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director. So, Director, what I'm trying to say is this. Those people that are not with us, we should be careful of them. Because in Imo State, somebody called me that Rochas make an announcement that a lion left the zoo. He used the opportunity to use Hausa army to surrender Imo State. It is not a lion that missed. Because they are fully sure that something is about to happen. Because Nigerians have lost the battle already. It's an expired country. So he used the opportunity to make an announcement that a lion left the zoo. Used the opportunity to bring Hausa army to surrender the whole Imo State. Now, what I'm trying to ask is this. Hence, Hausa people have taken over our land. If we come back to start this event, what did you think that will occur, Director? If you answer me, I will tell you more other things that I have in mind, sir.
What is your question exactly? Phrase it.
My question exactly. What is the reason why they are pushing Hausa army, Fulani army, to our Biafran land?
Is to stop mostly. Is to stop us from breaking away, because they know we are going to break away by force. They are trying to stop us, but Hausa cannot stop us anyway, because Hausa did not stop us between 67 and 70. The people that stopped us were the British and the Christians in Europe. Christian countries in Europe stopped the Christian Biafra from emerging. Not because of Hausa Fulani people. They are not fighters, they are not very strong.
Thank you. Director, I will arrest my case. I call you back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We have come to the end of our program this very evening. We are going to reconvene in the morning, 8 a.m. here, 7 a.m. in London, and the same time on top of the hour, wherever you are around this very earth. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station. Here we speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We are not a harbinger or a hub for gossip. If you want to do that, you go and buy Ikebe magazine and read all of those tittle-tattle. Here, our mission is simple, to go and get Biafra. And that's exactly what we're going to do. If you're fathered by Hausa, Fulani man, or Yoruba, may Satan have pity on your soul. As for us, one strike and you're out. No coming back, no retreat, no surrender. So that those of them left will be disciplined enough to understand that you obey before you complain, that this is command and control structure. You obey the last command and you remain resolutely disciplined and you zip your lips. If you want to do buying and selling of gossip, go somewhere else. Not on this very platform. IPOB will not countenance that. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you for having listened to us this very fine evening from here. And as always, and without fail nor hesitation, Biafra is my religion. Biafra is my religion. So it is for most of us around the world. And here is where we worship on Radio Biafra. Because this is the temple of truth. Eziokukob. Every blessed day, this truth is preached from this very platform without fear, favor, nor hesitation. Who gave birth to the idiot that we'll be afraid of? Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. It's only Chukwu Abiyama who fear, not man. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. I thank you all very much for listening. You will join us in the morning, 8 a.m. here in the zoo. But from all of us here and our London studio people as well, it is simply good evening.
We shall always reach.